This message, God's Chosen Place of Worship, by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Saturday evening, February 20th, 1965, at the Parkview Junior High School in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Di yeshedi, mwaba wadiku kuile musungula wanzambi, diamwane tu William Marion Branham, dakayishibo musangwa kumpala mu Angle, mudi sambo mudi lolu. Mwetu kumakumi abidi angondo mwibidi, chidi mucha chinunu kama chiteme makumi asamba munitano ku Parkview Junior High School mu Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
Let us remain standing for a moment as we bow our heads for prayer.
Tushala yiku bimene kulu bwakatanchi hatu rituinyi kamitu yetu bwadi sambilaha.
Now with our heads bowed and I trust our hearts are bowed too.
Nenkumpindi yewu ni mitu yetu minyika, nindi mutu shibo ni myo yetu kabidi minyika.
I wonder how many in here tonight would like to be remembered in prayer as something special.
Ndindi konka ni mbanga nika baki dilo lwedi, badi basu wa baba vuluka kumudi sambila, bwachi ntukampanda chahabwachi.
Would you just raise your hand and say, God, give to me tonight that what I'm seeking for?
Swakuwela nchanza mulu wambani, nzambi mpesha kujulo lwedi, chindi ngebechi.
The Lord bless you.
Mukalenga nubenesha.
Our Heavenly Father, as we now humbly approach this great throne of grace.
Tatu wetu wa mujulu, hatu ditusemele ni didu hekeshe jonsu kunkwasu wabutumbi wangase waha.
By faith we move into the beyonds where God and the angels and the cherubims and all the heavenly host is assembled together.
Kudita buja, tulituye mumiaba ya jamumwa, mujizambi, ni banjelo, ni bakeluba, ni chululu chishima cha mujulu basangila.
Or he said there cannot be even a sparrow fall to the ground without the Heavenly Father knowing it. How much more does he know here when hundreds of people have their heads bowed and calling upon thee for special
requests?
Father, look down upon the needy world tonight, for we are a needy people.
Tatu, weke shakumesu habantu badimulu kengelu jilo lwedi, walutuetu turichisamba chidimulu kengelu.
Now I pray, God, that because that we have assembled here and expressing to Thee our faith in a living God who does answer prayer.
Nenkunye undomba, nzambi, nibualu turiba sangi la kabaka, nitujukula kudi, ditabuja dietu, monzambi ujini moi.
We have come out from among the world of the uncircumcised of the heart and ears. Come out to live a separate life and to live in confessing our faith in Thee. Tonight we've raised our hands and saying we're needy. Dear God, answer every one of their requests. And then, Father, we pray that you have visited us tonight in the Word. We come here for correction, for understanding. That we might know just how to live in this present day. What to look forward to, what to do. For we know the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh according to all the signs that the prophets foretold. We're nearing the time, Lord, when complete deliverance will be given to your children. God, let us everyone be there, Father. May there not be one missing. That's our purpose of being here, Lord. We love you and we're trying to prepare for that hour. Speak to us, we ask again tonight, and heal the sick. All the sick and the afflicted that's in the building, we pray that you'll heal them, Lord.
Babedi bonso ni babedi munta tu babedi muchitande mwaba tuli tulo baba wewe kubondo hakumkaleng.
And especially them with spiritual needs.
Ni nanga nanga ababaji ni majinga nyuma.
We pray that you'll save every lost soul.
Tuli tulo baba wewe kusungila kumusuka mujimina wonso.
Fill every believer with the Holy Spirit.
Uja kumwana kwitubuja yonso nyuma mwimpe.
And renew the strength and power in your believing children. Grant these things, Father. We ask much because you told us to ask
abundance.
Ask for great things, many of them, that our joys might be made full.
Kulomba bintu binene byabunyi bodi sanka die tujabone makukumbana.
And we ask them in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Nen kutritu bilomba mujina ja Yesu Kristo. Amen.
And be seated.
Ndimo kusombai.
I certainly deem this a grand privilege tonight to be back here at the platform again here in this high school.
Nchabusha unendimbala ni edi ndiesa jine na jilo lwedi. Bwakwikala balu kile chakabidikabaka kuchibumba chakuchambilu mchilangale chutumbu kechi.
To face these fine people that's gathered out to hear the gospel.
Bwakwikala kukumpala kwa bantu balengaba badibasangi labo kuteleje evangelio.
I ask God's mercy to help me to tell you the truth as far as I know the truth.
Ndindo balusula kudinzambi bwakungambulu shaku bwakunuambila kubulele lebilonde shile mundi kuhanyu manye bulele lamu.
He still can close the mouth of a man as same as he could the mouth of a lion.
Yeye uchidani mwa kubwikirije muntu mukana, anumuvoye mwa kukanga mukana mwanyama wantambo amu.
And if I had ever tried to say anything that was wrong and contrary to his will,
nibumema mwa kuteta kwamba chintu kana chonsu chili chibi, ainchibenga ngana ndiliswa diende.
My sincere prayer is that he close my mouth that I won't say it.
Disambile janja mejima toka njani yeye wa mbwikirije kumukana, bwanchi chambito.
Or truly, I want to be in heaven myself.
Bwalu mubulelela. Njibusa ngikala kumujulu mema mwineu.
And I'd never be there, and besides all that, I'd be a false leader, somebody who had done something falsely.
Ninchenda kumufaina kukala mu. Nihakumusha byonso abi, dimufaina kukala mu lombo dimubi. Muntu pomwenza chintu kampa ndo mushindo mubi.
If I do it, it's because I don't know no different.
Mema muchenza, mbolo nchenda mamanya chikuwa buchadienza to.
The Lord bless you.
Mukalenga nubenesha ku.
Now tomorrow morning, if it be the will of God, I aim to speak on that subject, marriage and divorce.
Mpindi yu malaba mudinda, chochi diso di anzambi, njini kiha chile kakwakula hachena bualu hachi, chajibaka ni difo di ajibaka.
And we trust that you'll come and bring your pencils and papers.
Netulipa tuishibu ni nenulwe, nenulwe ni krayon yenu ni mabeji.
We won't take too long, but I'd just like to...
Katwa kwa ngatan tanta, muhita hitabuleto... Kadi ndimusonobwa.
That was my purpose of being back here first in Indiana, but I promised you that.
Kichwa kihachila kanyi mukwalukila kwa kabaka jambedi mu Indiana. Mumba muno laye cho church.
And I will try tomorrow morning. If I don't get it tomorrow morning, I will tomorrow night.
Nenkunenteta malaba mudind. Memenchi muchanga ta malaba mudinda to ninchanga ta malaba dilol.
But I will try tomorrow morning, if the Lord willing, to speak on the subject.
The
two schools of thoughts, and may God help us to know what is truth.
Just to
know what's true so we can walk in truth and in
light.
Used to have an old colored friend. He said to me, he said, Brother Billy, he said, I don't want any trouble at the river.
He said, I want to
have my ticket in my hand.
And when the
whistle blows, I don't want any trouble
there. I've asked the
Lord a long time ago, if there's anything wrong, let me settle it up right now.
Because
it'll be dark and stormy on that morning when the ship pulls out for the other side.
yeyeni bol ne ku kala midi mani bihele bi kole bi tuta mudin dadi haju ka bwa tu bokwe dia mama
that I don't want any interference. I want to take care of all of it now.
Kwambe ini chene ku musu di bwela kana na shidi keseto ndi musu kutangi le bol bwa bion swa bi mpindiew.
That's what we're here for. Amen. Try to take care of all the interferences so that we can walk aboard on that hour.
Kichi tri balu ile ka ba kan chochachi. Boku te te boku tangi le bol bwa di bwela kana Jones. Wa toman mo ku bandu bwa twa di badi.
Now, I won't speak to you very long tonight because we got two services tomorrow.
Mpindiew nchakokola ne ntanta mule mene mene di lolwe dito. Bol tri ni masangi sha bi di malab.
And then I take right off somewhere else to another more services.
Nihashishe ndingumba nyamusangu umwe kumwaba mukwabu kumasangisha makwabu makwabu kabidi.
But now in the book of Deuteronomy, I wish to read from the 16th chapter, the first three verses of Deuteronomy 16, 1 to 3.
Kadi mpindeu mukanda wa Deuteronomy. Ndishinga kubala kumu kile kunshapito wa jikumini sambombo mvense isatu ya ntuarijilu. Ya Deuteronomy dikumini sambombo umatoni kuisatu.
Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover.
Ulama ngondu wa Abib ni ulama Pasaka.
The Lord thy God in the fourth month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night.
Mukalenga nzambi webe, mungondo mwinai wa Abib, uvo mukalenga nzambi webe mukwatulamu Egypt tubufuku.
Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flocks and of the herd.
Kibwa chini ne ulambula mpasaka kudi mukalenga nzambi webe, kubimuna ni kungomba.
In the place which the Lord has chosen to place his name there.
Mumwaba udi mukalenga musungula bokuteka yemudi na diend.
Now, my subject tonight is God's chosen place of worship.
Mpindye u chene bwalu chayi ndilo lwe di chidi mwaba wadi kukwila musungula wa nzambi.
If you notice, the month ABAD be there is means April.
Nenu baso kumwana ngonduwa ABADB au udi umvijeni ngondu mwinai.
The month of April is when they were brought out.
Mungondu mwinai mwakaba tulabu.
And now, the strange thing is that we tonight, as worshipers of God in this day that we live in,
nenkumpindie uchin tuchidi chikemeshe chidini dilo lwedi twetu bubaku kwidi banzambi muri tukudi tujini moyedi.
And we find so many different ideas of people.
Nituri tusanga na mwene numishilanga na bunchana na yabantu.
And as long as there's different ideas about things, there's got different questions.
Ni hadiku mwene numishilanga na hachintu kudi nkonko mishilanga na.
There's got to be one true answer to every question that's asked.
Kujini cha kwikala janda mwene jilele jimwehele kulukonku lonsu lujilwe dibwa.
If I would ask the question, what is this? Well, let's say a desk.
Bumeme mwa kwele lukon kwele ni e chin chin. Mwribofwa ina kwamba. Chambilu.
What is it for? See?
Ncha chinyi. Nwamo nwany.
Now, there somebody might say it isn't a desk. It's a board.
Mpindye u, mwa bau, muntu mwfwa ina kwamba ni kin chambilu to ndibaya.
Well, it is a board, but yet it's a desk.
Ndibaya, kajina shena ankusi nchambilu.
You see, there's got to be a true answer to it.
Nujini mones, bikengele kukala dianta mwene jilelele di mwehel.
And if I ask the question about anything, there's got to be a true answer.
Nekumemu wakwele lukonku habolu kena bonso, bikengele kukala dianta mwene jilelela.
There can be something close to it, but there's got to be a true, direct answer to every question.
Kujimu wakwele chintu kampanda chachifuwa na nanadi.
So therefore, every question that comes up in our lives, there's got to be a true, correct answer.
And
now, today, we hear it said so many of our people in the world today.
Has
been a missionary and have taken several trips across the sea and around the world.
meme bu mpandanjila nkadi mwenzenza ngendu ya bunyi ya dikosolo la mbuni dia dia habula babujima.
I've been in contact with many different religions.
Nkadi kumhetangana ni ntendele lumishilishilangane.
Such as Buddha and Mohammed and Sikhs and Jains and what more of the religions of the world.
Bumudi Buddha ni ba Musulmani ni ba Sikhs ni ba Jains ni ba kwabo ya kuntendele lu ya habuloba.
And then here in our own United States and other foreign countries meet with all of our different churches.
Ni hashisha mune mu Estados Unidos wetu twetwemu ni mumo kwa matunga ku babenda ntuntu langana ni ekelezia yetu yonsu mishile shilangana.
Such as our denominational churches.
Bumudi ekelezia yetu ya chena mangumba.
Beginning with the early Roman Catholic and then to the Greek and so forth and the different rites.
Ibanga ni ekelezia wakumpala wakatulika ka chena lomu. Ni hashisha tuye kuwa chena ngelika. Ni mikwabu. Ni miki ya mishile shilangana.
And then down into all the denominational ages of 900 and something different Protestant denominations.
Ni hashisha tuye kabwela mu bikondo bionso bia chena mangumba bi.
Now each one of them, of course, you could see their idea, and I cannot blame them.
Mpindi yonso wakuyoyi mubusho bwa lu ni diba fwa ina kumona mwenye ni wabu ni meme nchene mwakuba juuleto.
Each one claims that they are the truth. They have the truth.
Jonsu di akudi u di didi amba mujibu bulelela. Mujibu ni bulelela.
And the people that belongs to those churches should believe that.
Ni bantu ba mumine kelezia yi bifo bikengele bitabuja chinachi.
Because they have staked their destination, their eternal destination, upon the teaching of that church.
Bwalu mbeika kwa bukuba longo lwela kwa chendelela hajilongesha ja yeye kelezia au.
And they're so much different one from the other, till it makes 900 and something different questions.
Niyo imishilangana bikola be ewu ni ewu mumushinduwa ni mijula nkonko mishile shilangana nka machitema ni biamunjila.
Therefore being 900 and something different questions, there's got to be one correct answer.
Kibwa chinyi bumudi kunkonko mishile shilangana nka machitema ni biamunjila bikengele kukala janda muna dijala madimwehele.
And I would like for us tonight, being that we're trying to go to heaven and to meet our Lord Jesus who we all love,
na nkundi musubu wetu tuwe tujilo lwedi, bumu dibini tuli ututete boku ya mudiulu. Nekutu ilangana ni mukelenga wetu Yesu tuli bonsu banangau.
I would like to search in the scriptures to find that.
Ndi musu kukenkete mumifundu boku hete chochachi.
Now, if it is a Bible question, then it should have a Bible answer.
Mpindi yeo chochichi kele lukonku lwa mubible, di bari sibihubi kengele luikele nidiyande muna jamu bible.
It should not be able to come from a group of men, from any certain fellowship.
Kabifo bikengele kukala di moku fumine kudika sumbu kampanda kabantu, kudibobu mwakampanda.
Or from some educator, or from some denomination.
Anyi kudimulonge shanganyi, anyi kudidingumba kampanda nansh.
It should come straight from the scripture, where God's meeting place is of worship.
Bifo bikengele moku fumine di bulu di mumifundu, mudimwaba wakutulangana ni Nzambi usanganyibwa waliko kweli.
And surely being God, there is a meeting place somewhere that he meets.
Ni chabushuwa yeye mwikala Nzambi kudimwaba wakutulangana mwaba kampand uliye utulangana.
Now we find out here that in Deuteronomy here at the beginning Moses reciting back the scripture.
Mpindi yeu tulutusangana kapaka ni mudu telenomemu kuchibangijulu
the things that he had told them, how he brought them out with a great strong arm out of Egypt and at first established them.
Bintu byakabambile yabi mwakaba hatule yini dibo kudinene dia makanda mu Egyptu ni mwaji kubajala misha.
They were called the people of God until they come out of the Egypt.
Bakabiki dibo ni chisamba cha Nzambi toni haka hatuka mu Egyptu.
And then they were called the church of God.
Kiheshisha kubikidi babu ni ngekelezia wanzambi.
Because the church is a congregating.
Bwalu ekelezia utu ndisangisha.
The word of the church means called out ones. Those who have been called out.
Anyi bwakwamba kuimpa, ekelezia mbwena kwamba ni babikile bwakuhatuka. Ababadibu babikile bwakuhatuka.
and they come out of Egypt in order to be the church. Now God told them when they before they established the temple, whatever they did, I will choose the place of my worship and I'll put my name in it. And that's the only place that God would ever meet anybody was by his own choosing. He chose his place, and where he chose his place, he put his name. The second verse here tells us that. He would put his name in the place that he had chosen for people to worship him in. Now, the thing of it is, we want to find where that place is.
With 900 and something
different ideas, being it we're bypassing all heathen religion and just speaking of Christian religion.
Which I have
a feeling for the heathens, or I certainly wouldn't be going over there talking to them. But they're wrong. Christianity is the only religion that's true. It's Christianity. I'm saying that not exactly because I am a Christian, because I believe that to be the truth.
It's
the only religion that's right. I've been to the grave where the white horse has changed every 4 hours. Where Mohammed, a great priest and leader right after Christ, was supposedly to be a prophet, and I don't doubt but what he was, right at the Maccabee brothers. But when he died, he claimed that he had raised again and would conquer the whole world. Now, about every 4 hours, they change guards and they keep a white horse at his grave. They have for 2,000 years, expecting him to rise again and conquer the world. But you see, and you go to Buddha. Buddha lived many hundred years, about 2,300 years ago, the god of Japan.
And so
he was a philosopher, something like Confucius and so forth. But all these founders and so forth, all of them died with their philosophy and buried and in the grave. But Christianity, which is established by Jesus Christ, there is an empty tomb. He was the only man that ever stood on earth and lived and said, I have power to lay my life down and raise it up again. And he did it. And he lives today. And we know he lives because he is with us and proves himself by physical signs and wonders that he promised that he would do to show it.
Ne tribo mani ye udini moyi bwalu dinetu ni udijade ka kubimanyunu ni malo kukema bya mumubidi bya kala ye ni uvoma kwenza bokuti leja.
Insomuch as the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through the wilderness, it's with us today.
Mumushinduani dikunji dia kehe dia kalombo la bana ba Israel la muchihe la di dinetu lelwewu.
Even having its picture taken.
Didi kwati semene ni photo.
Performing the signs and wonders that he promised it would do in this day. Seeing all the words that he promised being made manifest this day. Therefore, the rest of heathen world is out. It's Christianity. Now being that there's 900 and something questions about where God meets.
He meets with the
Methodist, or he meets in the Baptist, and he meets in this and that
and the other. Now,
there's a question there. So everyone has to seek out his own salvation with fear and trembling. But tonight, I want to try to find and prove in the Scripture where the correct place is where God meets and worships with the people.
And
if that's it, that's the only place you'll ever meet. Now, we took this text out of Deuteronomy. It's a Greek word which has a compound meaning, or it means two laws. The Greek word Deuteronomy means two different laws. And that's just what God has, two different laws. And one of them is a law of death, and the other is a law of life. God has two laws. To follow him and serve him and worship him is life. To reject it is death.
Kumulonda ni kumukwachile mudimu ni kumukukwile kimoyi. Kuchibenga kilufu.
There's two laws in God.
Kudimikenji ibidi munzambi.
Now, one of those laws was made recognized to the world at Mount Sinai.
Mpinde u umwa wakumikenjayi wakajingulu baka ujingulu ila bahabuloba.
God gave the law to Moses and Israel.
Zambi wakafile mikenji kudi Mosa ne Israela.
Not that the law could help them, but the law only pointed out to them that they were sinners.
Kine mikenji ivamifuwa ine kubambuluishe to. Kadi mikenji ivonu ibafunkune ni mbange nzampekato.
Until that time, they didn't know what sin was till they had a law.
To ni kuchine chukondu achi kabavamanye chivampekato to. To ni hakalobu kuhete mukenji kampanda.
There cannot be a law without a penalty. A law is not a law without penalty. So therefore, the transgression of the law is sin, and the wages of sin is death. So therefore, until God made them a law, there was no transgression reckoned to them.
If there's no
law here says you can't run over 20 miles an hour, then you can run over 20
miles an hour.
But when there's a law says you can't do it, then there's a law and there's a penalty behind it. Now, death, or the law of death, was the commandments given on Mount Sinai, which told man that he was a sinner.
Mpindi ulufu, mukenji walufu, Vwa me yi matu mama fila hamukuna wa sinai. Avo ambila muntu mufwa yenge nzan pekatu.
And to transgress God's law, he died.
Ne kukusha kwa mukenji wa nzambi ye uvufwa.
But there's no salvation in the law.
Kadika kwena kuluhandu mumukenji to.
It was only a policeman that could put you in jail. It had nothing to bring you out with.
Wowu uvonu mpulush chanana uvuma kukweli mubuloku. Kaini chaku kwa tuisha munachi to.
But then he gave another law. That was at Mount Calvary.
Kadihashi shukufile mukenji mukwabu. Au mpamukuna wa Calvario.
Where sin was reckoned in Jesus Christ.
Kwa kabadibu mpekatu mu Yesu Kristo.
And there the penalty was paid.
Ni koku kwa kafuchibo chibau.
And not without law, but by grace you are saved by the grace of God through predestination. Of God's foreknowledge of your being.
Nengukini, kinku mukenji to, kadi kungasa nkunu jibasungi dibua, kungasa wanzambi, kuri dianjile kulongolo ledia, dianjile kumanya dianzambi jabumu ntubwebe.
Now, we see these two laws, Deuteronomy speaking of two laws, there was two laws.
Pindye uturitumu na mikenji bidye yi, dutele noma, wakulebo mikenji bidi, kufo mikenji bidi.
One was the law of death, and the other the law of life.
Umwa uvo mukenji wa lufu ni mukwabu mukenji wa moyi.
There was also two covenants give to the people.
Kuvaka bidibi hungi bidibi hesha bantu.
We're going to speak of them in the morning.
Ni togun habi obyabi mudienda.
One of them was given to Adam on condition.
Chimacha kubyobi bakachesha Adam kumushinga ni.
If you do this and don't do that.
We omwenze chikampand ni kuyumwenze chikansang.
But that law was broken. Adam, Eve broke that in the Garden of Eden.
Karimu kenja u wakashihibwa. Adam, Eva kushihai chochachi, mupunimibwa Edena.
Then God made the second covenant and gave that to Abraham, and that law was unconditional.
Hashisha nzambi kwenze ichihungiri chibidi, nekuchiheshei Abraham. Niyawu mukenji uvu wakaku imishi ingato.
It isn't what you've done or what you will do.
Kinchi uriwe umwenza anyichuwenza to.
He said, I've already done it.
Yeye mwambani, me mankadi mwamada kuchenza.
That's grace. That's the law of life.
Ki ngasa nye yawu. Ki mukenji wa mwoyi ngwa wawu.
God did that for Abraham and his seed after him.
Zambi ukavu mwenza achibwa Abraham ni diminutie ndahanyi mahend.
That's all of Abraham's seed.
Mbwena kwambani, diminutia Abraham dijima.
As the Bible said, all Israel will be saved.
Mudi Biblia mwambani, Israel mujima ni asungidibwa.
But that don't mean Jews.
Kadiyachi kachina chumvuji ni mbena yuda to.
As Paul said, that Israel which is inward are Israel outward.
Mwakamba polo ni, ababadi Israel munda, anyi Israel hambelu.
Outward as we spoke of the other night, it was Isaac's children, by sex.
Hambelu, mutu amijilo luadini, bavombana by Isaac.
But the law of God was through Christ, which was Abraham's royal seed, that by grace all Israel is saved.
Karimukenji wanzambi uvonku Kristo uvodiminu jabukelinga di Abraham ni kungasa Israel mujima ni asungidibwa.
That's all that's in Christ is saved. Oh, God's second covenant.
Mbwena kwamba ni bonso wadimu Kristo ni basungidibwa bonso.
But all these things foreshadowed Christ. Now notice the second verse. The second verse here in Deuteronomy
16.
Worship in the place that I have chosen. Now you must worship God, he said, in the place that I have chosen.
Mpindye uwe ujini chakuku kwile nzambi. Yeye mwamba ni, mumwaba wundi mema musungula.
Not what someone else chose, but what I have chosen.
Kingu di muntu mukwabu kampanda musungula to, kadi wundi mema musungula.
Now if God chose the place, it behooves us then to find out what he said about it.
Amen.
And where is it?
Yes.
Mpindye u, hikala nzambi musungula mwaba. Dibari sibijini mushinga kutudibwa kujandole chidi imwamba habu alwabu. Ni wo wawu dihenyi.
I want to find it. Because truly I want to worship him.
Meme ndi musoku heta. Wal mubulelela ndi musoku mkukuila.
We all are here tonight to worship Him. We're sitting here tonight as Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Jehovah Witness, Christian Science and all, but we're all seeking something.
Buba méthodiste, ba baptiste, bene catholique, ba témoin de Jéhovah, bene science chrétienne, ni bonsoir. Que tu dis bon sur mon catch, moi, quand tu kouke barane ni tchintu kampand.
We want to know truth.
Tu dis basso komanya boulele la.
The Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Bible mwamba ni, ninu manya boulele la. Ni boulele la nabu nhesebudi shikaminyi.
Somebody, you can't know what you're doing. You don't know how to do it until you know how to do it.
Montu kampand. You don't
know what to do until you know how to do it, rather. You must know what you're doing and how to do it. This shows us that God has a meeting place for His worshipers in one certain place, and that place only God meets His worshipers. Now, also, the place He has chosen for His worshipers, He claimed He would put His name.
Mpindeu, kabidi, mwaba udi musungula wabakukwi di benda au, yeye mwamba ni kimu ateke idine di end.
Now let's search out and find through the scripture where this place is. Surely, if God said He had put His name in this place where He had chosen to meet the people and worship with them, or them worship Him, rather.
Bushua, hikalabini nzambi mwamba ni yeye ni ateke jine diende mwamba udi musungula bokutu ilangane ni bantu ni kukukwila hamonabu ewu to anyibobo bamukukwila suwe.
That is somewhere in the Bible. Or it was for all ages.
And
the great unchanging God cannot change.
Amen.
Man changes. But you can put your life upon anything that God ever said at any time. Because it is truth. It is truth.
Because
that's the only thing I can have confidence in is the Bible. Because man's word will fail, but God is supreme. This year, I should know more than I know last year. You should too. Each day we're finite, so we gain knowledge. But God is infinite. He's infinite. And being infinite, He cannot gain knowledge. He is perfect to begin with. Every decision has to be exactly right. And the way God acted one time, He must forever act that way, or He acted wrong when He acted the first time.
Nimushindo wakenza nzambi musangu kampand. Ujini chakwenza mushindo wakashidi. Bwachanana uvumutu hakana hakenza imusangu wakumpalahu.
If a man ever come to God for salvation upon the basis that He accepted him on, it's got to be accepted on that same basis every time.
That's right. If
a man ever come to God for divine healing and God accepted him upon a certain
basis,
the next man comes, he's got to accept him the same way, or he did wrong when he accepted the first man. God made a basis that He would meet a man on. He made a basis at what he would do, how he would do it.
Wakateka chishimikidi bo chivayimo kwenza mubayimo kuchenza.
And that is through the sacrificial blood of a lamb in the Garden of Eden.
Nechivon kumashia mulambu wa mwana wa mukoko mubulimi bwa Edena.
God has never, no time, ever changed it.
Kachanzambi katukumuchishintululeto musanguna show mwakacha.
He decided how he would save man.
Wakangatidi hanga dikeda mubayimo kusungile muntu.
We've tried today to educate man into it.
We tried
to school him, tried to educate him, tried to denominate. Tried to do all these other kinds of things, bring him in. Shake him in, baptize him in. Every other way there is, bring him in by letters. But still remains the same. God meets a man under the shed blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Blood was God's way in the beginning, and blood's God's way tonight. It's good to do penance and all these things, but salvation only comes through blood.
Mbimpo bwa kwenze didi kengeshe ni bintu byon swebi. Kajilu handu li jufumanu kumashinka yao.
Blood is the only way that God chose to save man. And he cannot change it.
Mashiki mushindu mwehele wakasungula nzambi bwa kusungile muntu. Ni yeye kene bwa kuchi sintulula kuto.
Job had the same thing.
Yobo vini chintu chumachumwachi.
He knew that he was righteous because he had offered the sacrifice that God had required of him. Now, let us search now to see what this place is and the place he put his name. We're
going
to have to find out where he put his name.
And
then if we find out what God's name is and where he put it, then we got the place of worship. As soon as we find that. All these things, of course, was shadows of things to come. All the law was foreshadowing of the things to come. Just like the moon is a shadow of the sun. It serves in the absence of the sun. Just like the church is to serve in the absence of the S-O-N of God. In the absence of the sun, the lesser light, the church, the believers, serve God, give light. In the absence of the sun.
Hadi mwana kayihu, bukenke bo butamba bukes. Ekelezia, bena kuita buja, meriba kuachila nzambi mudimuni, bafile bukenke, hadimwana kayihu.
But when the sun rises, you don't see the moon no more, because it's gone down.
Kadi hadidiba dijuka, kana nenumana ngondu kabirito, walu wabwedi.
It doesn't need its light anymore, because it only gets its light secondarily off the sun.
Kadi chena kabiridijinga, ni bukenke bwa ngondu to, walu yeye uji uheta buwende bukenke, anumumu shindu mulondela, ubuhetele kudiba.
Now, like husband and wife, the sun and moon is church and Christ.
Mpindeu anumudimuluma ni mukajenda kimudidiba ni ngondu ekelezia ni Kristo.
Now we find that these things being a shadow of Christ.
Mpindeu tulitusangana ni bintu ebibiri mundi dimbi wa Kristo.
Every sacrifice, feast, and everything in the Old Testament foreshadowed Christ.
Mulambu onso di festo ni bionso bya mudihungile dikulukulwabi bivobileje Kristo muchimfwanyi.
Just as a shadow strikes across the floor.
Now
here's where we're going to have to find the correct place of worship.
Is
to go back here in the Old Testament where it was given and see what these things were. Now when a shadow comes across the floor, you can tell whether it's man, woman, or beast, or whatever it might be, because it casts a shadow upon the floor.
urimo kumanya ni muntu muluma muntu mukaji anyi nyama anyi ninchinchonso chiditi chifu anyi nakwikala chi bwalu chiditi fila mundi dimbi hanshi.
And as that shadow gets shorter,
nenkuwa di mundi dimbia utamba kuhidika,
the shadow being a negative, and there cannot be a negative without a positive.
Mundi dimbi mwikale chibuloji. Nikakwene mwakwikale chibuloji, kakwe imubidi wa chintuto.
Therefore, when the positive becomes closer to the negative is swallowed up in the positive.
Kibu achinyi, hadimubidi wa chintu utamba kusemena hamoni chibuloji. Chibuloji chidichi menyebo mumbidi wa chintu au.
The shadow and the positive comes together. And that's what makes it then the positive.
Mundi dimbi ni mubidi wa chintu bidibidi sang. Nenku kichi di chichivuije di badi mubidi wa chintu.
And if all the old things the Bible said in the Old Testament were shadows of the things to come.
Ne hikalabi ni bintu biyonsu biakalabi. Mudi bibla muamba. Mudi hungile di kulukulu. Bivwa mindi dimbi ya bintu bichivuavwa.
Then therefore Christ was a shadow of things to come. So we can see by the Old Testament types where he chose to put his name and to for now.
Hananku turimo kumona kubifanyikizilu bya dihungile dikulukulu mwabo akasungula iboku teke jina diend niboa bwampindiewo.
Now as the shadow is a crosses the forehead, said is a negative, being a type.
Pindiewo bomo dibini mundi dimbi udi. Ukosolo la hansha hu mungambi ni kichibuloji chikala chifanya kijilu.
So we the worshippers also can see the shadows of the Old Testament fading into the positive of the new.
Hana nkutuetu baku kwidi tudihetu mwakumona mindi dimbi ya dihungile dikulukulu ijimina mumbidi wa chintu wa dihadihia.
Now, all the feasts, the holidays, all the tabernacle, all the wood, everything in the tabernacle, everything type Christ.
Mpindyeu, ma festo onsu, matukwa dikisha, ntento kusamba kena mujima, mabaye onsu, bionsu bivyo muntento kusamba kena, bionsu abi bivyo bileja kilisto muchimfuanyi.
All the offerings, all the laws, everything was a type of Christ.
Milambu yonsu, mikenji yonsu, bintu bionsu abi bivyo muchifuanyi kijilucha kilisto.
We've been through it time after time here at the tabernacle. Then we see by these that every creed, church, and denomination is left far behind.
Yes.
It's not even in the race at all. Every creed, every church, every denomination Amen. Is completely left out.
Ekelesia yons, nidingumba yons, mbishia numena mena hambelu.
There's no place for him at all.
Kakwene kumwaba buwabibyo bitona shikakes.
Nothing is typed in the Old Testament or anywhere in the Bible of the church but the forced unity of Babel Tower.
Chintu nasha chumaka chena kuni chifani kishilumu dihungile jikulukulu anikaba nasha kamumu Biblia to cha ekelesia hakumushanu bobu mbwa kumakolela mbwa kuchibumba cha Babelabu.
That's the only thing that types the unity. Because it was by Nimrod, a wicked man who went out and forced all the little countries to come into one place in this great tower.
Bwaluchi vachenza kudi Nimrod, muntu walonji wakahatuka kwenza je kubukola tumatunga totukese tonswa tu bwatu bwela mumwaba umwehela muchibumba chine nachi.
It was a religious worship, of course, but not considered in the word of God.
Chivandi kukwile jabuntende lady mbusho bwalu.
So there is where you see denominational religion type, the Tower of Babel in the Old Testament.
Hana kukimwa bau unujinumo na ntendelelu wache na maungumba muleji wa mchifanyi kijilu. Chibumba cha Babele, mudihungile jikulukulu.
Which this religion was certainly a religion, but not the religion of the Word of God.
Bijini ntendelelu eu, chabushu wa uva ntendelelu, katika ntendelelu wadi dianzambi nasha.
God has not chosen to put his name in any denomination.
Zambi kimu sungula boku teka jina dienda mudi ngumba nasha dimoto.
I want the scripture for it if it is.
Memendi musoku mufundu wa bwalu wabu ni udiku.
I know they claim he has, but he hasn't.
Ndimumaini batubamba ni yeye muteka mu, kadiki muteka muto.
He cannot put his name in many places because he said he put his name in one place. And that one place.
Ye yekene mokuteka dina dende mumyaba ya bunyi to. Bolu ye ye mwamba ni muteka dina dende mumwaba umwehel. Ni wo mwaba umwehelao.
Each one of our denominations won't say they are that place, but it's contrary.
Jonsu dia kuma ngumbe tu ndiso kwamba ni bobu kimwabao. Kadi mbibe ngangan.
But where did he put his name?
Kadi muteka dina dende henyi.
Now, and he, what is his name first?
Mpindeu. Nenku yeye dambedi dine dienda ngany.
We'll have to find what God's name is before we can find what it is he's putting in the place.
Nebi kengela bua dina kuheta chidi dina dianzambi. Kumpala kwa tetu kumwana mwa kuheta ni chidi uteke mwina mwa ba unchinyi.
Now we find out that he had many titles.
Mpindi ya ututangane ni yeye ufoni mianzu ya bunyi.
He was called Father, which is a title.
Yeye uvubikidiboni tatu achimwanzu.
And he is called Son, which is a title.
Ni yeye wakabikidiboni mwana achimwanzu.
He was called Holy Ghost, which is a title.
Wakabikidiboni nyuma mwimpe achimwanzu.
He's called Rose of Sharon, which is a title.
Wakabikidiboni Rose wa Shalona achimwanzu.
Lily of the Valley, a title.
Mbato mchibanda mwanzu.
Morning Star, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha.
Mutoto wa mudinda, Yehovah Ile, Yehovah Lapha.
Seven different compound redemptive names, but all of them were titles.
Mena mwanda muteketa mashilangana, amumvuiji habidi, abuhikudi, ni onswau ava mianzu.
None of them were names.
Nasha umu wa kuyo yaika uvodina to.
But he has a name.
Kadiye ujini dina.
When he met Moses, he had not a name yet.
Hakatulangana ini Mosa, kama mwaji kukalani dina to.
And he told Moses, I am that I am.
Kari wakambila Mosa ni, ndiye uundi.
And when we see Jesus on earth, speaking in Hebrews the 6th chapter.
Ni haturi tungwana Yesu habuloba, wakulamu ebelu nshapita mwisambombu.
I beg your pardon, St. John the 6th chapter. He said, I am that I am. They said, well, you're a man not over 50 years old and say that you've seen Abraham.
Bakambani, monas, wewe muntu abidi mukabi bihi tamaku miatanu to, kari wamba muri mumona Abraham.
He said, before Abraham was, I am.
Yeyeni, kumpala kwa Abraham kwekala yiku, ndi.
And I am was the one, the burning bush, the pillar of fire that was in the burning bush. Back in the days of Moses.
Nindi kiye yau. Kachuka kava katema kahiaku. Dikunjia kahia divomu kachuka kava katema kahia. Mumatu kwa mosadi.
Ya am, the I am.
Ndiye uundi yau.
Now we find out that Jesus said also, I came in my Father's name. And you receive me not.
Nenkumpindi ya utritu sangana ni. Yesu wakamba kabijini. Ndi mulo mudine dia tatu wanyi. Kari nwenu kene ne bangaki dileto.
Then the name of the Father must be Jesus.
Amen.
It's rank.
Amen.
Di ba di, dine dia tatu sijini cha kwekele Yesu. Sinchabushua.
The name of the Father is Jesus, because Jesus said, yo, I carry my Father's name.
Dine dia tatu Yesu, bwalu kimu akamba Yesu, ndi mwanga te dine dia tatu wanyi.
I come in my Father's name and you receive me not.
Ndimulo mudine dia tatu wani kajinuwe nukano na banga kijileto.
Then his name was Jesus.
Nenkudine dende sijivwa Yesu.
And Gabriel called him Jesus. The prophets called him Jesus. And he was absolutely Jesus.
Ningabu diele wakamubikile Yesu. Ba profeta wakamubikile Yesu. Nikaku impata to yeye uvwa Yesu.
Before his birth, even the holy prophet called his name Emmanuel, which is God with us.
Kumpala kwa jile diyo bodenda, na shamene mu profeta wachishila uwa, kabi kile jine dienda ni Emmanuel, mbwena kwamba ni nzambi netu.
And God was manifested in the flesh in order to take away the sin of the world.
Hashisha, nzambi wakamwene shibu mumubidi, wakumu shampekatu wabahabuloba.
And in doing so, he was given the name of Jesus.
Ni mukwenza kwa nanku wakehe shibo dina da Yesu.
So Jesus is the name.
Hananku Yesu kidi na adi.
And the name was placed in a man.
Nenku di na adi jakete kibo mumuntu.
Not a church. Not a denomination. Not a creed. But a man.
King ekelezi yeto. Kindi ngumbato. Kintu itabaito. Kadi muntu.
He chose to place his name in Jesus Christ.
Yeye wakasungula boku teke dina dienda mu Yesu Kristo.
Now we find out that then he becomes the place of God's worship. Where you worship him.
Mpindi uturitu jandule ni dibadi. Yeye ngudi uluwa mwaba wanzambi wadi kukwila. Unujinumu kukwila.
Ever before he was even born, his name was called Jesus.
Kumpalemena kwa yeye kule dibwa. Dina denda jakabiki dibwa ni Yesu.
It was so important. It's given to his mother by the angel, Gabriel, that his name would be called Jesus. Son of God, what he was.
Divadia mushinga mukole mumushinduani, bakadi heshima mwenda kudi mwangelo ngabudieleni, dina denda divoma kubiki diboni nyesu, mwana wanzambi, chivayachi.
There, we have it then. This is it. Alone. It is for him alone.
Ki tuetu bau hechabu, dibadi. Ki wo we wo, nkayawu. Wo wo. Udibwenda yeye nkayende.
God's chosen place of worship.
Mwaba wanzami musungula buwadi kukwila.
God's place chose, God chose to meet man was not in a church, not in a denomination, not in a creed, but in Christ.
Mwaba wanzami musungula. Nzambi musungula boku tuilangana ni muntu. Kachivo mweke lezi ya kampanda, mudi ngumba kampanda, mutu tabai kampanda to, karimu Kristo.
That's the only place that God will meet a man and he can worship God is in Christ.
Ki mwaba umwehele watuilangana nzambi ni muntu. Ni mudi emu wakukukwile nzambi, mu Kristo.
That's the only place.
Ki mwaba umwehele ngwa wawu.
No matter if you're Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Protestant, whatever you might be.
Na showa umwikala Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, mweni mishonyi. Chonso chudi mufuwa ina kwikalachi.
There's only one place that you can correctly worship God, that's in Christ.
Kudi mwabanu umwehele wudi mwakukukwila nzambi mumushindu mujalama, mukilisto.
Romans 8:1 said there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Amen. Jesus that walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
Lomo mwanda mukulu umwe mwambani kibwa chinyika kwena mpindi ya udihile kuri ababadi mukilisto Yesu to. Ababadi kabba ibende bilonde sile mubili to kadi bilonde sile nyuma.
That's the gospel.
Ki evangelio nye yao.
We can differ upon creeds, we can differ upon man-made theories.
Turimo kuhanga kana hatu itabai. Turimo kuhanga kana hamalonge shema kwa takesha kuri bantu.
You can go to a Methodist church, you have to be a Methodist, a Baptist, a Catholic, a Catholic.
Urimo kuya kwekelezi waba Methodist, bikangali wikala Methodist, kuwaba Baptist, Baptist, kuwa Katolika, mwena Katolika.
But when once you're baptized into Christ and become a member of his body, there's no differences.
Kati hawudianu ni wabatizibu mukilisto, ni ula chidimba cha mubidi wende, kakwena mashilanga na to.
The middle walls of petition is torn down and you are free because you're in Christ Jesus.
Bimanu bia hankachi, biva binu tahulu labi, mbiu hudibwa, ni nwenu nudibarisi kamina, bolu nudi mukilisto Yesu.
And you worship God in spirit and in truth when you are in Christ Jesus.
Nenkuri ukukwila nzambi, munyoma ni mubulelela, haudi mukilisto Yesu.
It's God's plan for you to worship him in Christ Jesus.
Ndonga muwanzambi bwebe weo bakumukukwile mukilisto Yesu.
Now, no church denomination can claim this. No one can claim that.
Mpindeu, diungumba di aikeleze na ashidimwa, kadia na kumu wakwamba ni jodi kimu wabauto. Muntu na ashewuma kena mwakwamba chochachito.
How dare you to make such claims?
Munyi muwadidinga kwamba meyibu na nkwawo.
To do such a thing would be an antichrist spirit.
Kwenza chintu bunanku sinkufuwa yina kwikala nyuma wa mufu ila kanyini Kristo.
Be taken away from Christ. To take from him.
Kumushila ku Kristo. kumbushile ku yeye.
You cannot do that.
Kwena mwa kwenza chito.
Christ is the only place that God meets the worshipers.
Kilisto kimwaba umuhele ujinzambi utwilangane ni baku kwidi.
They say today, I've had people tell me, a man called me not long ago in Beaumont, Texas.
Badiba ambalelewe. Bantu batiba ngambila. Muntu mumbiglanu abidadi hasha. Mubomo, mu Texas.
He said, Mr. Branham, if your name is not on our church book, you cannot go to heaven.
Kwamba ini, mukalenga branama, dine jeba jodi kadi imu mukanda wetu wa mena ekelezia to, kwenu mokuye mujulu to.
Would you ever think of that? Don't you believe such a thing as that? They think you have to belong to that certain church or you cannot go to heaven. That's wrong.
Amen.
To believe that is Antichrist. So I say this, if you believe such a spirit, you're lost. That's a good sign you are lost because it's taken away from what God did. God never put his name in any church. He put it in his son, Christ Jesus, when he and his son became one.
Amen.
That's the genuine place of worship. No other foundations is laid, no other rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other grounds is sinking sand. The nominations will crumble and fall, nations will pass away, but he will remain forever.
Hallelujah.
No other place that a man can find to worship God, that God will speak back to him.
Amen.
No place but in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's the only place, that God chose to put his name, in the only place that he meets man to worship.
You're
lost to believe anything else. Notice all seven Jewish feast was kept in the same place.
Monai, ma festo onsu mwanda mutegeta bena yuda avoye njibo mumuaba umwe.
They never kept one feast here for the Methodists and one over here for the Baptists.
Kachagaba voku benze di festo ahabu aba Methodist, niduko abu ahabu aba Baptist.
One over there for the Presbyterian, one back here for the Catholic, and one for the Protestant.
Diko abu ahabu aba Presbyterian, diko abu ahabu abena Katolika, niduko abu abena Misho Nyinansha.
All seven feasts was kept in the same place. It's a very beautiful type here. We just went through the seven church ages.
Amen.
Going to show that God keep all seven church ages in the Word. For each church age produced a part of the word. And whenever they produced it and they saw the light. Just like the people who first discovered and baptized in Jesus' name. What did they do? They made a denomination out of it and it died right there. Then God moved right out into somebody else. He will not stay in one of those creeds and dogmas. He has nothing to do with it. There's nothing perverted about God. God's word is holy, unadulterated.
Di dan zambi ndia chizila, kaili di sambakaja to.
Christ is God's center spot of worship. He is God.
Kilisto kimkwila mambo wadi kukwile dan zambi. Yeye udin zambi.
All seven feasts must be kept in this one place.
Ma festo onsu madamo tegatajini cha kwenji buwa numumuaba umwehelewu.
You couldn't keep the feast in any other place, but them seven place, the seven feasts of the year must be kept in one place.
Kanana mo kwenzela di festo mumunga muaba kana wonsu to. Kariwa umuanda muteketa u muaba ma festo umuanda muteketa muchidi mua u avoni cha kwenji buwa mumaba umwe.
Therefore, the seven church ages had to come from the one single place.
Kibwa chini, bivubi kengele buwa bikondo mwanda muteketa bi ekelezia bi kufumina bi kumuaba umwehele musunguluka.
That was Christ speaking in all seven church ages. That's exactly right.
Uvon Kristo uvo wakula mu bikondo byonso mwanda muteketa bi ekelezia bi.
Type of the seven church ages.
Chifanyi kizilu, chabikondo mwanda muteketa bi ekelezia.
But they made denominations out of it. Now let's look at another type while we're along here. That's the type of the Passover foreshadowed Jesus.
Kedibobo kuchivuize mangumba. Pindeu, tutangila hii chifanyi kizilu chukua abu hatu chidihuaha. Mbwena kwamba ni chifanyi kizilu cha pasaka uva uleje Yesu mchifanyau.
We know to share the sacrifice of blood by death.
Turitumona kabaka mulambu wa mashi, kulufu.
The sacrifice of blood was the place that foreshadowed Christ.
Mulambu wa mashi uvo muaba uvo uleje Kristo muchimfwanyi.
Could a denomination bleed?
Di ngumba didi kumakuzo onza mashi?
Could you think of a church bleeding? A denominational bleeding? Certainly not.
Nudi kumafwanyi kuchinke ekelezi ya kampanda uzo onza mashi. Di ngumba di zonza mashanyi. Nchabushu wa nito.
It's taken blood to bleed from a life.
Bivobi kengela mashi bokuzo onza uwafumine kumoyi kampanda.
And the life, here Jesus comes in view by the Lamb.
Kabidi moyi, aha Yesu, uji ulomu mwene, kele hatoka kumwana wa mukoko.
The Lamb was a type of Christ, and foreshadowed Christ.
Mwana wa mukoko, uvo chifanyi kizilu cha Kristo, ne uvo uleze Kristo mchifanyi.
Because he was the Lamb of God that John introduced that takes away the sin of the world.
Mwali yeye uvo mwana wa mukoko wa nzambi. Uvo yone muleje kudibantu au, uri umushe mpekatu wa bahabuloba.
We find Jesus coming into view here in Exodus the 12th chapter.
Turi tuheta Yesu, ulomu mwene kele hatoke, mu ekesode, nshapito wajiku ni mubidi emu.
Notice, it was the only place death could not strike.
Monai, uvo mwaba umwehele, uvo lufu kaluiki mwakulenga to.
When death was about to strike the land, there had to be a certain place.
Hakavo lufu habuhine kudikuma habuloba.
All from under this die. Only one place. Now it didn't mean it was one house, but there was one place. That's where the lamb was killed. Where the lamb's blood was, the death angel could not strike. Because it was the one place God had put his name.
Mwabovo mashia mwana wa mukokwa u mwanjelu walufu kavomo akututa muto bwaluvo mwabovo muhele vanzami muteka mujine dend.
And that lamb was named back there in the beginning of the lamb.
Ni mwana wa mukokwa u uvo mwinyike di na musangwa u kuchibangijilu akuni mwana wa mukoko.
Notice, it was the one place he could not strike.
Monayi ki mwabovo muhele uvo yika yumu akulenga kuto.
And now the same is today. There's only one place that spiritual death cannot strike. That's the Word.
Amen.
Death can't strike the Word because it's a living Word of God.
Amen.
But when you put creeds with it, the Word moves out to itself. It'll separate like water from oil. You cannot mix it together. Therefore, you see, when the creed comes into a denomination, they all go after the
creed.
And the word dies out and goes on with somebody else and increases it more.
Ne di fois ni di tungunu kani muntumu kwa abu ni diodi di ende di furiji bwa.
Picks up a moment and as they go from justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost and on out into the grain.
Diangata bukola. Hadi didi ya kumuka, kudibingi shibwa, dijidi bwa, dibatiza janyama mwimpe, ni di hatuka di kabwele mulu teta.
Do you see the path God has trod?
Nujinu mwana kashila kadinzambi mwende lanyi.
Bringing his name all the time right down the same way because he is the word.
Mwikele utwale dine diend. Diba Jones, mushindo umomwa uto ni kundekelu. Bwalu yeye ndiyi.
Notice, it can't die. The word of life can't die.
Mwana ikajena mwakufoto. Didi amwa ikajena mwakufoto.
Notice how perfect. Now,
mwana imu dibibihu angana mpinde uo.
The death angel was not forbidden to strike Egypt's great intellectual people. It wasn't forbidden to strike its sacred lands. Its great buildings, its pharaohs, or the priests of the land. The angel was not forbidden to strike.
He
can strike any building, any place, anybody. But it could not strike where the lamb was. Death cannot strike where this provided place of God is, and that is in the lamb. Notice, not even was he forbidden to strike Israel or its Hebrew priest and or any of their denominations.
Monai, na shamene, kabihobika andika bo kulenga yi, izalela anyi ba kuidibende ba bene ebe loabu to, nenku anyi na shedi moja kuma ngumbabu.
All must be in God's chosen provided place or death strike.
Bon, sobovani cha kwikale mumu abu musungula, mulongolele kudinzambi, buachana na lufu luvolu tuta.
Church, wherever you are, what you belong to, makes me no difference.
Ekelezia, konso kudi, ni uri waku chinyi, buanyi mema kabene chidibishi ntululeto.
But there's one thing you must know. You've got to be in Christ or you're dead.
Kadikuri chintu chumwehele chudi ni chakumanya. Bikengele wikele mukilisto, buachana na uji mufwa.
You can't live outside of him.
Kwenye mwakwikele ni mwoyi hambelu henda yeye to.
Your church might be all right as a building. Your fellowship might be all right as man.
Ekelezia wenu mufwa ina kwikele ni mwimpa buchitande. Bobo mwabwenu mufwa ina kwikele ni mwimpa bubantu.
But when you deny the body, the blood, the word of Jesus Christ, you're dead the minute you do it.
Kadi hanu jinu vila mubidi, mashini didi ya Yesu Kristo. Nudi bafwa, anumuka sunsamena munu jinu bivilamu.
It's God's chosen place of worship.
Mwaba wadiku kwile musungula wanzambi.
That's where his name is exactly.
Mwamwa mukimu di dina dend, mena mena.
That's where he chose to put his name.
Mwamwa mukimu di musungula bakuteka dina dend.
Not in the church, but in the Son, Jesus Christ.
Kimu ekelezia to, kadimu mwana, Yesu Kristo.
Notice, safety line, only in the place of his choosing. In his lamb, and in the name of the lamb.
Monai, diku bibo di vodisanga nyibwa, and mumuaba wa disungula jende yeye. Mumuana wende wa mukoko, ni mujina jamuana wa mukoko au.
Notice, it was a male lamb. A he, not a her.
Monai, uvo mwana wa mukoko, mulume. Mulume, kayimuka jito.
Not a church, she, but his name, not her name.
Kachi ye kelezi to mukaji, kadidina dia mulume, kindine dia mukaji to.
Where he was going to meet the people is not in her name, but in his name. Him, the Lamb.
Mwabo vayimo kutui langane ni bantu, kavo mudine dia mukaji to. Kadimudine dienda yeye, mwana wa mkuo kwao.
Now we say the church, the great mighty church, she did this and she did that.
Hinye tuetu ditambani, ekelezia. Ekelezia munene wabukola wu, mwenze bikampanda ni mwenze bikansang.
She's waving storms. We picked up in population. We're great in numbers. We're a mighty church. She's a great thing.
Muto chari kubihele bikole. Tuliba bande bikole buwabunji wabantu. Tuliba vula angane be. Tuli ekelezia wabukole. yewri chintu chinene.
But God never said anything about a she. He said him.
Kali nzambi kachaka tuku mwamba chintu bwamuka chito yeye mwamba ni yeye mulume.
Him is the meeting place.
Amen.
The lamb, not the church.
Yeye mulume ki mwabo ditwilangana mwana wa mukoko kinga kelezi eto.
Not her name, but his name.
Kin dina diamuka jito. Kari dina diend.
He didn't put her name anywhere, he put his name in him.
Yeka vumuteka dina diamuka jimwaba na se umoto. Uvumuteka dina diend mu yei.
That's why all we must do, or word or deed, we must do it all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Kibu achinyi, chonsu chitu dini chakwenzi. Anyi mujakula, anyi muchenzedi. Tujini chakuchenze chonsu mujina ja Yesu Kristo.
If we pray, we got to pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Tuwe tutusambila, bikengele tusambila mujina ja Yesu.
If we ask petition, we've got to ask in Jesus' name.
Tuwe tutulomba chintu, bikengele tulomba mujina ja Yesu.
If we walk, we walk in Jesus' name.
Tuwe tutuenda, tulituenda mujina ja Yesu.
If we talk, we talk in Jesus' name.
Tuwe tutuikila, tulituikila mujina ja Yesu.
If we baptize, we've got to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Tuwe tutubatize. Bikengele tubatize mujina ja Yesu Kristo.
For all that we do in word or deed, do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Walu chonsu chitu dituenze mudiakulanyi muchenze di tuchenza yi mujina ja Yesu Kristo.
A fellow said to me one time discussing that. He said, Brother Branham, my wife, I don't...
Muntu wakangambile musa unkampanda tuikil habu alobu yeni mwani tubranama mukajanyi nchena...
Said she, her name is such and such. She's a minister. Maybe he's sitting here now.
Yeni mukajani yine dienda unkampand. Mwambi uri mwaku kala musomba ka baka mpindie u.
And he said, my wife said she's got my name.
Kie yeni mukajani yeni ujini dina diany.
I'll just say Jones because it wasn't Jones.
Nigaj kwamba nini Jones. Waluketi for Jones to.
He said, she don't have to get up in the morning, get the broom and say, now I sweep the floor in the name of Jones.
Yeni mpindie u. Kabini bikengelebo kukale ujuka mudi nda Jonesu, wambulelu kumbu wamani, mpindie u, ndinkomba hansha ha mujina ja Jones.
And I wash the dishes in the name of Jones.
Ninisu kula malogu mujina ja Jones.
And I patch the clothes in the name of Jones.
Nindengele bitetele kubilamba mujina ja Jones. To.
He said, I don't think he had to call any name at all.
Yeni, nchenengele mejini bidibi kengela nukwikele kuteli jina kampanda to na shika kesi.
I said, I believe you do. Right.
Memo kwamba ni... Ndimemangele mejini udi cha kutela nchabushwa.
And he said, well, why? She don't have to say everything she does is in the name of Jones to begin with.
Kia yeni bwachini. Kabini bikengele boku kale uchamba to. Byonso bidi uwenza mudine dia Jones tuambeku tuambeku.
I said, but you never walked down on the street and got her to say, come on, Jones.
Memani, kariku wakaweka kunimusesu ekumuheta kwambani. Luaku Jones to.
She had to become first by a ceremony.
Amen.
A marriage ceremony, Jones.
Bivobi kengela jambedi kumushinga kampanda, mushinga wadibaka, kulwayi Jones.
If she didn't, you're living in adultery.
Amen.
Yeke yumulo na unkuto, nudibasombo mumasandi.
And if you're baptized any other way but in the name of Jesus Christ, it's an adultery baptism, which is not found in the Bible.
Niwe mubatiji, bomunga mushindu, udika uyi mudina ja Yesu Kristo to. Adi ndibatize ja masandi, didikadi disanganyi bomu Bible to.
Then what you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of Jesus.
Di ba di chinu jinuenza, mudiakule ni muchenze di, nuenza chonsu mudina ja Yesu.
After that, what you do, but first you have to come in his name.
Hanyima haachi, chuduwenza, karidi ambedi, udumulo kuikala mudina di end.
There's many fine women in this building tonight. Fine, loyal women. But there's one Miss William Branham.
Kudibaka jibabuni ba malu malenga muchitande mujilolwe di. Baka jibalenga ba lulamatu. Kadikudimandamu William Branham umwe hel.
She's the one who goes home with me. She's the one that's my wife.
Yeye ngudi walu kila nanyi kumbelu. Yeye ngudi mukajanyi.
There's fine people in the world, fine churches, but there's one Miss Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's who he's coming for.
Kudibantu ba malu malenga habuloba, ekelezia milenga. Kadikudimandamu Yesu Kristo umwe hela. Ye yao ngudi uvuila.
That's where his name lays.
Ki mwabu di dina dienda di sanga nyebwa.
That's where his worship is.
Amen.
And her alone. That is true.
Ki mwabu di dukukwile dienda.
Oh, yes, sir. We find that to be true. Now, that's why we do in word or deed, we do it in the name of Jesus Christ. There is not another name given under heaven for salvation but the name of Jesus Christ.
Acts
the second chapter says that, far be it known unto you, there's not another name given under heaven whereby a man must be saved, only in the name of Jesus Christ.
Bienze di chapita mwibidi, uruwamba nanku, bwalu bimanyibo kunudi, kakwene dinga dine di fila mwishu mwadulu, didi muntu ni chakusungi di boku to, anumudine dia Yesu Kristo.
Amen. I hope you get.
Amen.
Amen. Ndinte kemene ni nududu chumvwa.
The name of Jesus Christ, every highest heaven is named him.
Dine dia Yesu Kristo. Yons, julu dia ditamba kutumbuka, ndinyika jine jenda.
All the family in heaven is named Jesus, the Bible said.
Fami mujima mujulu mwenyeke Yesu, mwini Biblia mwamba.
And all the family on earth is named Jesus.
Ni fami mujima habuloba mwenyeke Yesu.
So that's God's chosen name and where he's put it.
Hana unkuki dine disungula janzambi njodia di ni mwabudi imudi teka.
That's his place of worship. It's in Jesus Christ.
Ki mwaba wende wajuku kwile ngo wawu. Mu Yesu Kristo.
Now, we know that to be so.
Bindeu, tripa maine kimu di binanku.
No other place to worship but in him.
Kakwene munga mwabu wadiku kuile to hakumusha muyeye.
There's no another name under heaven given among man whereby they must be saved.
Kakwene dinga dina mwishu mwadulu di file munkechu mwabantu. Didibuni chakusungi di boku to.
His is God's name of redemption.
Jenda yeye ki dina di anzambi jabu hikudi.
God has a name called Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord forgives all our sins.
Zambi ujini dina dibikidi boni Jehovah Yile, Jehovah Lafa, Jehovah Yile. Mukalenga udi ukufile luse kumpekatu yabayonso.
Jehovah Rapha, the Lord heals all our diseases.
Jehovah Lafa, mukalenga udi ukondo hukumasame yabayonso.
He had many titles, but he's got one name of redemption. That belongs to the human race, and that is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeye vuni mianzu ya buni, kadi ujini dine di mwehele di abuhikudi, didi buwabuko abantu, ki dine di a Yesu.
That's his name he chose to put.
Ki dine di ndanjua di adi, didi musungula bakuteka.
Where did he put it? He put it in Christ.
Mudi teka henyi, mudi teka mukilisto.
All other church names, creeds, titles, is death to trust them.
Mena makwabu onso ama ekelezi yawu tuitabayi mianzu ndufu weo mweye mena.
You're trusting the Methodist Church to take you to heaven, you're lost.
Wewe yemene ekelezi yawu Methodist, boku kufikisha yi mujul, uji mujimin.
If you're trusting the Pentecostals, the Pentecostal Church to take you to heaven, you're lost.
Wewe yemene benempent, bo ekelezi yawu benempent kukufikisha yi mujul, uji mujimina.
In the Baptist, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Catholic, any other church.
Ni ba Baptiste, ba Lutherien, ba Presbyterien, bena Catholique, ekelezi muko abukana yon sweu.
You're trusting their name or their title or their creed, you are lost.
Wewe yemene dine diabu, anyi mwanzu wai, anyi tutabayi wabu, uri mujimina.
Because you can't even worship until first you come into the place of worship. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's the only place God meets the worshiper. Is a place he chose to put his name. All others, you trust in them, you'll
die.
He also, another shadow of Jesus here, I've got marked down the scripture.
Yeye udikabidi, muko abu mundi dimbi wa Yesu kabaka, mundi mufunda kabaka mufundo.
Also he foreshadowed here, he must be without a blemish.
Kabidi yeye muleja muchifu anyahani, yeye ujini chakwika la kaini kale mato.
The place he puts his name, this lamb must be without a blemish.
Mwaba udi uteka jine jenda. Mwana wa mkwokwe uu, ujini chakwika la kaini kalemato.
Now, what denomination system can you pin this to?
Right.
Mpindewu nkudi ngumba kai, aindongolelu kai, kudi kumokulemeke chinechi.
What church?
Ekelezia kai.
Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, whatever it is, what system, denomination can you pin that to without a blemish on it?
Katolikany, Mishonyany, wabene Yudany, anyosu di kwao. Nkundongolelu kai, nkudi ngumba kai, kudi kumokulemeke chinechini, kai kele mahambidi.
It's all rejected and refused.
Yonsus mi manshi boni mi bengi bwa.
But there is a place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Kadi kudi mwaba. Hallelujah.
That place is in Jesus Christ.
Mwaba u mu Yesu Kristo.
There's not a blemish on him.
Kakwena kale mahambi dihenda to.
There's no fault in him.
Kakwena kadi umu yeye to.
You cannot pin this.
Kwena mokulemika choche chito.
All these people are trying to do so, say their church is without fault and all this.
Bantu bonso ba di bateta kwenza na nkwab. Ba di bamba mudi wabo ekelesia kaini kalema anyi bikam panda bionso ebi.
It's filthy word breakers, lovers half dead Laodicean creed, but it is not the truth.
Sumbako yika, bashihiba diyi, banangi, bafachuhuka, benalawadikia, tuitabayi, karikimbulelele nasha.
But even Pilate himself, his enemy, said, I can find no fault in him.
Amen.
His own enemy testified there was no fault in him.
Kajina nsho Pilato mwine, mwene lukuna wenda u, swakambani, nchena mpeta kale mamu yeye to. Mwene lukuna wenda sunga sunga swaka jadi kani, kakufa kale mamu yeye.
You can't pin any sin on him.
Kwene mokumula mika kumpekatu na nsho bishito.
He said to the priest of his days, which one of you can accuse me of sin?
Yeye wakambila bakwidi bamudi tukudenda abuni. Nani wakunu diwudi kumwa kumpi shabu ampekatu.
Who can show me that I'm a sinner?
Nani wudi kumwa kundeje ni meme ndingenza ampekatu.
Tell me one church that can say they never did you anything wrong.
Ngambila ya kuwekeleze umwehele wudi kumwa kwamba ni kachabobu kama tukubenze chintu kampande chachibi.
Frankly, there's not a one of them hardly but what's murdered and done everything there is on the calendar to do hard.
Kwa kwamba menemena, na shumu wakudi ike na kuto. Mbikola bokumheta uri kayi kumusheba yangana ni mwenza byonso bidi mukabala matuko ebi simbikola be.
Then still call himself so it's not God's meeting place of worship in any creed or denomination.
Right.
Chibi badi bikila hana nku kimu aba wanzambi wadi tuilanga na wadi kukwila na nsha mutu itaba yandi ngomba na nsha dimwa.
My friends, I don't want to hurt feelings, but I'm responsible for a message.
Balunda bay. Chena muso kutahangana kumoyito. Kadini mwambula bujitu wa mukenji kampanda.
And that message has come out of this mess.
Nemwini mukenja unwani. Hatukai mchibweza kajechi.
And if I ask you to come out, where am I going to take you to?
Kadimema mukulomba buwaku hatuka. Kunga yenebe kikwehi.
Would I take you to the Branham Tabernacle? It's as much fault as any of the rest of them.
Kundi mufaina kuyenebe kiku Branham Tabernacle anyi. Sikudibile mabunya nibubia kumikuwabu miabaka na yonsweyi.
But there's one place I can take you to where you're safe and protected from death. That's in Jesus Christ. It's God's place of worship.
Kadikudi mwaba umwehele kundi mwaku ya neba. Kudi mudikubi ibwa ni mulami ibukulufu. Mu Yesu Kristo. Mwaba adikukwile wanzambi.
That's the place I'm introducing to you tonight where God put his name.
Ki mwaba undi nuleze jilo lwedi, ngo wawu, udi nzambi muteka mujina denda.
For he promised he'd meet every person that come in there, he'd worship with him and feast with him. That's in Christ.
Mwaba wakala yeini, yeye vuma wakutu ilangana ni muntu yonso udi ulomu wawu. Yeye vuma wakukukwila hama nenda ni kweza nenda di festo. Ki mu Kristo amu.
Not in no church, no tabernacle, but in Christ he is God's tabernacle.
Kimu ekelezia, kimu tabernakla na shuwa mato. Kadimu Kristo, ya ingu dintento wakusamba kena wanzambi.
He is a place that God came into himself and dwelt in him.
Ye ingu dimuaba wakabwela nzambi, yeye mwena, nikusuambela yimu.
This is my beloved son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in.
E umwananyu munanga, undi sankile wakusuambela munda mwenda.
There's where God tabernacle brought his name and placed it up on Jesus Christ.
Momomo kimu di nzambi mwele ntenta musombela. Mulo ni dina denda ni mudi teka hu, Yesu Kristo.
Therefore his name was put in a man, his son, Jesus Christ, in which he tabernacled himself.
kibwa chinyi dina dende jakate kibu mumuntu mwanenda Yesu Kristo muriye mwela ntente musombele yeye mwina.
And in that tabernacle we're in a type the old Jerusalem.
Ni muyeye ntente okusamba kenawu habi muchifanyi kizulu Yerusalemu wakalawu.
The old feast, the old temple was a type.
Ma festu wakalawu ntempel wakalawu bivwanchifanyi kizulu.
When the smoke come in, the day that the ark went into the covenant and settled down, and the voice of God was heard from it.
Hakabwele mwishi, dituku jakabwele mwishet, wachihungidi, nekusombela umuntu wa mwadi, kidi janzambi kumfuikilamu.
So did the voice of God be heard coming into the tabernacle, Jesus Christ.
Nenkudi janzambi dia kumfuika, dibwele muntento wakusamba kenawu, Yesu Kristo.
Which the old natural was a type and a shadow of the new.
Mudibini, a chichikulukulu chamobidi chivochifanyi kizilu ne mundi dimbi wachihia chihia.
And when he came into Christ, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in."
Nenkuhakabole imu Kristo wakambani e umwana nyumunanga mwena munda mundi nsankile bwakusombela.
And I'll choose a place where I'll put my name and where I will meet man and where I will worship at.
Nenkune sungula mwaba, unga teka dina janyi, unga tulangana ni muntu, ni unga kukwila.
God chose the place.
Zambi wakasungula mwaba uu.
Not in no church denomination, but in Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Kamu yimudi ngumba ya ekelezi na ashedi moto, kadimu Yesu Kristo. Eye wasumukaleng.
Must also be without a blemish, as I said.
Yeye kabidi udini chakwikaleka ini kalema, munga ambiamu.
No denomination can claim that. They do their antichrist.
Di ngumba nase di makadi ena kumwa kwamba ni didina nkuto. Bobu bamba bari mufi ka ni Kristo.
Now we find out. Here notice his shadow again.
Mpinde oturu sangana kabaka. Mona icha kabidi mundi dimbi wende.
The lamb is to be kept up.
Bivo bi kengela bo mwana wa mukoko wa kula mi bwayi.
Now this is found in Exodus 12 if you're marking it down. Exodus 12, 3 to 6.
Mpindi yewu e chichiri chisangani yebomu ekeso da jikumini ibidi. Hanu wikala no chifunda. Ekeso da jikumini ibidi. Isa tutoni kui sambombo.
The lamb must be kept up 4 days to be tried. To see if it's worthy to go to the sacrifice yet.
Mwana wamu kokuwa u uvoni chakula mi buwama tukwa nai. Boku te chibwa yi. Kumwana ni uchi wamu kumba yina kumulambu au.
Must be tough. Examine over and over for 4 days to see if there's a blemish on it.
Uvoni chakwanga chibwa, kukenke chibwa misangu ni misangu, matukwa nai, bokumona ni uvoni kale mahambidi.
See if there's any sickness in it. See if there's anything wrong with the lamb.
Kumona ni udi nidisama muyeye. Kumona ni kudichintu kachi ichimpa kumwana wa mkwokwao.
It must be kept up 4 days.
Uvoni chakula miibwa matukwa nai.
I know somebody might have thought that's a little bit killed on the 14th.
Pindi ya umonai. Bamu bakunu di mbafuwa ina kukala bela meji ni yeye. Bamu sheba ya mamatu kwa ngondo jiku mini anai.
But you remember they took the lamb on the 10th day of the month and killed it on the 14th day of the month. See?
Kadi nudiba vulukani bakanga tamwana wa mkoku wa umuditu kudia diku midi angondo. Ni kumushiba ya muditu kudia diku mini di nai di angondo au. Nwamonus.
Which is kept up for 4 days.
Uvo ulami bamatu kwa nai.
Now, Jesus, God's name lamb. Went into Jerusalem and never came out again until after his death, burial, and resurrection.
Mpindeu, Yesu, dina di anzambiadi, mwana wa mkoku, wakabwele mu Yerusalema, ni kakamu hatuka kukabidi toto ni hanyima halufu, dijikibwa ni dibika di enda jakulufu.
He was kept up under critics for 4 days and 4 nights.
Wakalamibwa kudibajudi matukwa naia munye ni abufuku.
How perfect that lamb was tied.
Mwina mwakafanyi kizibu mwadu wa mkua kwa mwishindu muhangana suwe.
Kept up for 4 days.
Mula mama tukwa nai.
That's when Pilate said, I can find no fault in him.
Kiriba adi akamba Pilatu ni, nchena mpete chile manashe chumumuye yeto.
Another shadow of him. No bone could be broken in him, which is perfectly.
Mwini di mimuku abu wende. Mufu banashe umwa kovo mwa kuchibudibu wa muye yeto. Chivo chihuangana numene mene.
When they couldn't, in killing the sacrifice, they couldn't break a bone. If it was, it was refused.
And
they already drove the hammer back to break the bones in the legs of Christ when they said he's already dead.
Ne kuba ka vubela nsantu mulu bwa kuchibula bumifuba mu mikolo ya Kristo hakamba bune ukadi mumana kufa.
They pierced his side and found blood and water.
Kutubula bulubadi lwende ne kusangana bo mashini mayi.
Notice again another great thing here. I won't skip it by because he was represented in the offerings, the meal offering.
Monaika biri chintu chine na kabaka chene mofu ina kuchituhika nasha bwalu yeye vomuleji bo mumilambu mulambu wa bukula.
I remember one time they had a school in the Bible called the School of the Prophets. And it was quite a school.
Ndivulika musangu kampanda havo boni chilongelo mu Bible chibikidi boni chilongelo cha ba prophet ne chivon chilongelo ne chetu cha bushwechi.
And we find out that Elijah went up there to that school one day.
Ne turi tusangana ni Elia wakaye ku church chilongelo achi dinga dituku.
They said they prayed him to leave, said when you're around here things are too straight. So they want him to get away.
Ni ba kampani turi kumusengelela bubwa kumukayi bambani haudi munemu malu wadi atamba kuikala malulama hana anku bafabasa bwa yeye kumuka.
And they went out to get him a dinner, and a bunch of the priests went out, or prophets, to get some peas to make a dinner for him.
Kiku ya kamukebela buchakudia kimusumbo wabaku idi kuhatuka u anyu wabaprofeta bwa kuwaka ndambu wankunde bwa kumwezele buchakudia.
And when they did, they gathered a great big apron full of them. And when they come back, it was wild gourds, which was poison. And they throw them into the pot.
And
the pots begin to boil. And then somebody said, alas, there's death in the pot. Now we can't even eat.
And
Elijah said, bring me a handful of meal. And he took the meal and threw it into the pot and said, eat. The pot's healed. The meal offering was Christ. Every burr had to be set the same, and every little piece of meal had to be ground the same for the meal offering.
Lutete lonso luvoni cha kuvui jibolo momo mwen. Ni kaluseka konso ka bukula, biwubi kengele kwekele kuka momo mwen. Bwa mulambu wa bukula wu.
Showing that he is the healer, he substitutes and takes away death and puts life for the true Lord.
Bileze ni yeye mondo hi. Ye uji wangatakaba ka mukwabu. Ni umusha lufu, ni uteka humo yi, kumikenji bidiayi.
Death is one place. When Christ comes in, life comes in.
Hallelujah.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And where there was death, there became life because that Christ was brought in. The meal offering.
Ni mwabo volufu awu kwa kalomo yi bolu Kristo akabweji bomu mulambu wa bukula.
What a great lesson that these things would be if we take time to break them out.
The lesson ojine na kaidi di bintu ebi fwa ina kuikala butetu mwa kwanga te diba jakubi sunsula.
No, not one word of the shadows fail.
Pindia umonai, di nanshe di mwa di amini di imbiayi kede ni di hangila kuto.
Not one word ever failed of the shadow. Everything tied perfectly.
Kacha di nanshe di mwa kede tuku di hangila to, jamundi di imbi.
He's God's chosen place of worship, and God's name is given to him.
Yeye ngudi mwabu wadukukwile musungula wanzambi, nidine di anzambi, ndimuheshe yeye.
He is God's place of worship, and God's name is given to him.
Yeye ngudi mwabu wadukukwile wanzambi, nidine di anzambi, ndimuheshe yeye.
He is the word of God, and he is the name of God.
Yeye ngudi di di anzambi, ni yeye ngudi di na di anzambi.
He's both the word of God and the name of God.
Yeye udi di dianzambi ne dina dianzambi byonso bibidi.
He was the word made flesh.
Yeye uvodi divuji bomubidi.
He was the word of God, lamb of God, name of God, and was God.
Amen. Yeye uvodi dianzambi mwana omukoko wanzambi dina dianzambi ne uvanzambi.
That's what he was. The chosen and only place of worship to God.
Kichuvoyi mwaba musungula ni umwehele wadukukwile wanzambi.
God refuses any other place besides in Jesus Christ.
Nenzambi du benga mwaba mukobu wonso hukumusha mu Yesu Kristo.
You cannot worship him anywhere.
Kwene mokumuku kwile mwaba wonso nakato.
He said, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of man.
Yeye mwamba ni badiba mkukwile mutijengu. Balongeshe meyi matuma abantu budilongesha.
The day we have creeds, dogmas, and everything, it teaches this is the way and that is the way.
Lele tujini tuitabayi, meyi masuike ni biko abubyonso, bidibilongeshe ni chikampanda kinjila ni chikansanga kinjila.
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to God except by me.
Ki Yesu kwamba ini, mema kinjila, bulele la ni moyi, ni muntu na shumwa kene mokulo kutinzambi, kayu muhichile kundi to.
In other words, I am the door to the sheepfold. All without are thieves.
Munga kuli mukwa abuni, mema kichibi chaku chikumbi chamikoko. Bahambe lubon swabu mbivi.
He is the only approach.
Yeye kichubwele luchumwehel.
He's the door, he's the way, the truth, the life.
Yeye kichibi, yeye kinjila, bulele ni moyi.
All that there is, the only entrance, the only place, the only worship, the only name.
Yonso bidikuwa abi. Chibwele ni chumwehela, mwaba umwehela, dikukwile di mwehela, dina di mwehela.
Everything is tied to Jesus Christ.
Yonso mbiswiki la ku Yesu Kristo.
All the Old Testament is tied to him, the New Testament tied to him.
Dihungile dikulukulu dijiman diswiki la kudiyi. Dihungile dihadhyan diswiki la kudiyi.
And the church today is tied to him by the word of his commandment.
Ni ekelezia leluewu muswiki la kudiyi. Kudidiyi dadidi enda dituma.
There's not another place or another name or anywhere where God ever promised to meet a man, only in Jesus Christ, his chosen place of worship.
Kakwene munga mwaba, anyi dinga dina, anyi kukwa bukonso, kukadi kunzambi mula yebwa kutu ilangana ini muntu to, anu mu Yesu Kristo, mwaba wende musungula wadi kukwila.
Notice, God has promised to meet his worshipers in only this one place.
Monai, nzambi mula yebwa kutu ilangana ini bakukwidi benda, anu mu mwaba umweheleu.
And that is of his own choosing, not of our choosing, not of our thinking, but of his thinking, his choosing.
Ni wawawu mwadi sungule jende yeye mwine. Ki mwadi sungule jende tutuwe tuto. Ki mwakumeje tutuwe tuto. Kani mwakumeje jende yeye. Disungule jende yeye.
And it would be the place where he put his name, where he chose.
Nenku wawu ngudi mufuwa ina kwikela mwaba udiyemu teka jina jende. Udiyemu sungula.
So we find out that we find where his name was. What he chose. By his own choosing.
Hananku tulitu jandule ni tulitu sangana mwaba uvo jina jende.
Now that we have found the place he put his name, that is in Christ Jesus.
And there
is no other place or no other name. Are you satisfied of that? Say amen.
Nika kwena munga mwaba anyi dinga dina to. Nudibatuishi bobo haachanyi amba ini amen.
Now the thing of it is, if we find where the place is,
the
worship place is nowhere accepted only in Christ.
You can repent. You can do
that. But you're not worshiping yet. You're asking for pardon.
Peter said on the
day of Pentecost, when they seen them all speaking with tongues and great signs and wonders taking place.
Petelo wakamba, mudituku diampenta, hakamba mwanabubonso, bakule mumiakulu, nibibanyinu bine nani malu, akukema bienzeka.
They begin to laugh, the church didn't say, these men are full of new wine. They act like drunk people.
Bakabanga kuseka, ekelezia useka sibambani, bantu abambule tente nivinyo muhiamu hia, baribenza malu bubantu baku achikamale.
Mary, the virgin, all of them was together, 120 of them.
Bobu. Virgo Maria, Bobo Bonsu, Bobo Kabakamwa, Bantuluka Manimakumi Abidi.
And they were staggering like drunk men and speaking in tongues and carrying on.
Nenkubo Vabatetuka, Bienza Bantuka Chikamala, Nibakula Mumiakulu, Nibenza Bintuakutu.
He said, these men are full of new wine.
Kwambaboni, Bantua Bambula Tent and Ivinya Muyamuya.
But Peter standing up said, man and brethren, these men are not full of new wine, for this is just the third hour of the day.
Kadipetelo, Mimana Mwabau, Kwambaini. Balumyana ni bana betu, bantu wa bakimbula tente ni vinyo muhamu hiato, bolu di bedi, di chijanu hachitema wadi inda.
But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel.
Kadiechin chakama boku dimu profeta Joel ani.
And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Nene bienze kuma tukwande kelu mudinzambi wamba. Nimema ni mpongolo le nyuma wanyi hamubidi wonso.
Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Upon my handmaids and maidservant will I pour out of my spirit.
Bane benu balele balumani bakajini bamba bi profeta. Habasadidi banyi balumani bakajini mema ni mpongolo le nyuma wanyi.
I'll show signs in the heavens above and on earth, fire, pillars of fire, vapors of smoke.
Nindeje bimanyinu mulu mamaulu. Nihabuloba kahia, makunja kahia, mabungi amwishi.
It shall come to pass before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Nebienze kani kumpalgwadi tukujina nene didi kwachisha buwa di amukalenga kuladi. Eu yonsu wa sokejina di amukalenga ni asungidibwa.
When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said, man and brother, what can we do?
Hakumbo bunanku bakelengi bubikole mumyo iyabu ni bakambani. Balu nimiana nibana betu, chituri mwakwenze nchinyi.
Peter said, repent every one of you.
Amen.
And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Pete lo kwamba ini ningalala yonsu akunedi nenubatizibo mujina ya Yesu Kristo bojileke dibo jampekatu yenu.
Then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promises that all future generations.
Nenkunenu hete kuha kwa nyoma mwimpe bwalu mulayi wudikudi nkongu yonsu ichilwalwa.
Now we find that. Now we want to find how we get into him.
Mpindi ya usturi tusangana nanku. Pindi ya uturi baso kuheta muturi tubwele munda mwend.
How do we get into this place of worship?
Turi tubwele mumu abo wadukukwile umunyi.
1 Corinthians 12 settles it.
Korinto wakumpala. Dikumini ibidi uduko sabu alu.
For by one spirit.
Walu kunyuma umwe.
Not by one church. Not by one creed.
Kinkwe keleze umato. Kinku tuitabayi umato.
Not by one pastor, not by one bishop.
King kumpasa ta umato, king kumu episcopo umato.
Not by one priest.
King kun sacerdos umato.
But by one Holy Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, which is the body of Jesus Christ.
Kadiku nyuma mwimpo umwe, nkutu di bonso babatijiba mumubidi umwe, udi mubidi wa Yesu Kristo.
And subject to every gift that lays in that body. Yes, sir.
Ni baba nyanga nyiba diha jonsu di disanga nyibu muo mubidiawu. Eye wasu mukaleng.
No joining, no reciting of creeds, no pumping up, letting down, handshaking of this.
Kabi bi adika di labika to, bi adambulu le di atuita bayi, bi adihu idija, di lekelela, di labulana di akuchanza, ayini nchinchu kwa buto.
But by birth we are baptized into the body of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Kadi kudile dibwa nkutu dibabatijibwa mumbidi wa Yesu Kristo. Amen.
By one Holy Spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
Kunyuma mwimpo umwe nkutu dibonso babatijibwa mumbidi umwe.
And what is that body?
Nenkumbidi awunchinyi.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Kuchibangi jilukwa kadi di. Nedija kadini zambi, nedija kadini zambi.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Nedija kawijibu mubidi, nedija kasombele mungachi mwetu.
How can we be in that body and deny one word of it? Or place it off somewhere else? That's not even in the body.
Mwenye mutu di kumwa kwekele mumubidi au. Kadi kuvile didi mwehele di au. Anyi kuditeka kula mumwaba muku wabukampanda ni kadi inanshe mumubidi au.
How can we ever do it?
Mwenye mutu di kumwa kwenze na unku.
God's chosen place. Notice.
Mwaba musungula wanzambi. Munai.
And when you are truly baptized into him, the true evidence is that you believe him the word.
Ni haudi mubatiji babulele munda mwenda. Chileji chilele nchani. We uji umuita buja. Diyi.
How can you be a part of him? And then deny him.
Mwenye mudi kuma ukwikala chitu hachenda kadikumuvila.
How can I deny my hand be my hand?
Mwenye mundi kuma ukuvile ni chanza chanyi, ni kin chanza chanyi.
If I do, there's something mentally wrong with me.
Koku, mema muchivil. Kuri chintu chihampala mukumubiele dibi anjibia meji.
And how can I, if there's something mentally wrong with me, deny that's my hand, deny that's my foot?
Kadindi mwa ukuvile munyis. Koku chintu chihampala mukumubiele dibi anjibia meji. Handi vile ni kin chanza chanyi. Vile ni kindi kasadianyi.
There's something spiritually wrong with the believer that denies any word that God ever said and promised.
Kodi chintu chihampala muka munyoma wa mwena kuitabuja uruvile di kana jonsu dikadi kunzambi mwamba ni mula yadi.
There's something spiritually wrong with that so-called believer.
Kodi chintu chihampala muka munyoma wa mwena kuitabuja wakudi nao.
You can't deny one letter of him because you have become a part of the same.
Kwena mwakuvile jeneta na ashedi mwadi akuye yeto. Bwalwe ukadi mula chitu hacha chintu chimachimuachi.
You are part of him because you're baptized into him. By the Holy Spirit has brought you into the body of Jesus Christ. What a beautiful thing. God had a certain place to meet. He met Abraham. And there Abraham worshiped.
Abraham.
All down through the Testament. And his promised word will be interpreted in you by him. Did you get that? The word that he promised to fulfill in the day that you're living in. You will be a written epistle of God, read of all men.
Wewe na wikele mukanda mufundilanga na wanzambi udibuba bala kudi bantu bons.
Not what you claim, but what God does through you will speak out louder than anything you can claim.
Kintu di wewe ulaka mukana wambachi to. Kaditi di nzambi wenzele kudi wewe wachi. Nechakule ni didi kola kutamba ni inchi nichonsi chudi wewe mufaina kwambachi.
God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That speaks through you.
Zambi mwamba ni bimanyinwe binebi fila aba badibitabuja. Achi sitili cha kuile kuli wewe.
He spoke of this age. What would be now?
Yei wakakolo bwaiti chikondo. Bwachifu mwakwikala kumpindi ya wachi.
The believers of this age has to believe this. What he promised today.
Bikengalabu wabene kuitabuja ba echi chikondo bitabuja echi. Chidimula yele wachi.
Just the same as they had to come into the ark to be saved. Go out of Egypt to be saved.
Dia momo monini mwaka kengela bibu wakubwele mubuatu wakusungidi bomo amu. Kuhatuka mwezipitu wakusungidi bobu.
They have to come into Christ to be saved now into the word message. That he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Bikengela wakubwele mumukilisto wakusungidi bobu mpindye u. Kubwele mumukenji diyi. Wani yeye udi umwe mwau. Makelelele tonikashidi.
How do you get into it? By baptism.
Udiubwele mubishi. Kujibatiza.
Baptism of what? Water by the Holy Ghost.
Dibatiza kai, damuma yanyi, kunyuma mwimpa.
One spirit, we're all baptized into this one body.
Kunyuma umwe, tudibonso babatizi mumbidi umweu.
And his promised word.
Nedide and the delaya.
He will not, you won't have to interpret it. He will interpret it through you. What you are doing, what he promised to do.
Yeye kakwikala. Kabia kukengedi bobo wewe kudumvuize na ansha. Yeye nga wadumvuize le kuwewe. Chudu wenza. Chakala yeye ibu wakwenza achi.
The church that follows him will be so much like him until the people know.
Ekelezi ujumulonda une ikala mufu anangana nende bikole mumu shindu wanibantu nibamanya.
Look at Peter and John when there was question about healing a man at the gate called Beautiful.
Tangila ipetele ni yona. Hakabele bulukongo habifo bitangile jondo hibwa jamuntu kampanda kuchibi chivo chibikidibo ni nchilenga hu.
They said they perceived those priests did that they were both ignorant and unlearned men.
Mbamba ni baka jandula. Baku idiabus. Ni bafoba hangi ni kaba ibama nyamukanda.
But they take notice that they had been with Jesus.
Kadi baka mwana ni baka jini Yesu.
Because what? They were doing the things that he did.
Bwalu, chinyi. Bafoba benze bintu bia kenze yeye.
It must be about the Father's business. And today it must be the same.
Now
remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. For God meets you in him, the only place there
is.
For that is where he has chosen to put him in. In Jesus.
Bwaluki udi musungula bwakuteka mujina dend. mu Yesu.
Jesus is the name of God.
Yesu kidina dia nzambi.
Remember, Father, Son, Holy Ghost is titles to the name Jesus Christ.
Vuluka ini, tatu, mwana, nyuma mwimpe, mianzu ya di na adi, Yesu Kristo.
When Matthew said, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Hadimata imwambani, nda yaku, nulongesha matunga wonso, nubabatiza mujina dia tatu, dia mwana, ni dia nyuma mwimpe.
How it's been misinterpreted and say in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost.
Mushundu mwine wudibuba chungwija bibile lwe usue. Bambani, mujina dia tatu, jina dia mwana, jina dia nyuma mwimp.
It's not even written.
Kachena nashi chifunda nankuto.
It's in the name, singular, of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Chidine mudina kubumwa dia tatu mwana nyuma mwimp.
Father's not a name, Son's not a name, Holy Ghost is not a name. It's a title.
Tatu kindina to, mwana kindina to, nyuma mwimpa kindina to, mwanzu.
10 days later, Peter stood up and said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Haka hitametu kudikumi, Petelo kujuka ye kwambani, ningalala yonsu wakunudi, nubatujiba mujina ja Yesu Kristo.
Then he did what he told him not to do, he did what he told him to do.
Di badi, yeye wakenza chiba yumu mwambile ni kenjanyi. Yeye wakenza chiba yumu mwambile buwa kwenza.
The name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Dine dia tatu, mwana ni nyuma mwimpe, didi mukalenga Yesu Kristo.
Every person in the New Testament was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Muntu yonso mudi hongile dihadi hea wakabatishibo mujina dia mukalenga Yesu Kristo.
Not one person in the Bible was ever baptized in the titles of Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Kacha muntu na shemo mu Biblia, kakabatishibo kumu mianzu ya tatu mwana nyuma mwimpe ito.
That never did come into existence until the Nicaea Creed was put on at Nicaea Rome.
Achikacha kika la kuto, anuto ni hakata kibo tuitaba iwanise au kunise kulomo.
There was an order of the Catholic Church found vindicated the same thing in the Catechism.
Chivendi ditumaja ikelezi wa Katolika, disangana, disindika, ni nchintu chumwachimwachi mukatechismo.
I've got it. It's right. Facts of our faith and so forth.
Njinach, nchabushua, malele la aditabushe dietu nibiku abu.
That it absolutely is a Roman Catholic creed.
Mwanika kuyimpata to, mtuitaba iwa katulika wachena lomu.
They'll tell you it's not the Bible, but they say they have power to change them words if they wish to because of the Pope.
Niba kuambile mwilichikache imu Biblia to, kadiba dibamba mudibubobu nibuko keshibu wakushintulule me ya u, bobu basu, wabuko keshibu wa papa.
I differed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yesu Kristo uju umwa makelelele lutoni kashidi.
And whosoever shall take one word out of this Bible, said Jesus, or put one word in it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Nye uyonsu umushile didi mkubibleu, mudi Yesu mwamba, anyu wasa kijile mudidi mwa, chitu hachenda nechu mushiba kumukanda wa moyi.
One word, not a sentence or a paragraph, but a word.
Diyi dimwa, kinchambilu, anyi kasakato, kadi diyi.
Whosoever shall take one word.
Ewe yonsu umushile diyi dimwa.
In the beginning, God fortified his people with his word.
Kuchibange jilu zambi wakakubila bantu benda, mubimanubia diyi dienda.
One word, misconstrued, caused every death, every heartache, every sorrow.
Diyi dimwa ehela, dungvuize bibi, jakakeba lufulonso, disama jonsu jamoyi, tunyenga nyinga tonsu etu.
Eve. She never broke a sentence, she broke a word.
Eva, yeye kakatuwa kuchambilu chishima to, wakatuwa kudidi mwehela.
When Jesus come in the middle of the book, that's the first of the book.
Hakalo Yesu munkechi mwamukanda u, kwa kakuvuwa kuntu wajilu kwa mukanda.
When Jesus come in the middle of the book, what did he say?
Hakalo Yesu munkechi mwamukanda wakamba chinyi.
It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Mbifunda ni muntu kakukale ni moyi kudyampanka yadi to kadi kudi Johnson di hatuka mukana mwanzambi.
In the last of the book, Revelation is the 22nd chapter, the 18th verse, the very last part of the Bible.
Kunde kelu kwa mukand. Bwakabuli bwan chapter mukulu abijini ibidi. Verse wadi kumini manda mukulu. Chitu hacha kunde kelu mene mene kwa Biblia achi.
Jesus speaks himself, said, I testify that if any man shall take one word out of this book or add one word to it, his part will be taken out of the book of life.
Yesu yeye mwine ngudi uwa kula u, wambani ndinja adike ni muntu yeye mumu shididimu kumukandeu. Anyi musa kitila kudidimu, chende chituhane chumushibu kumukando wa moyi.
Because he's a false prophet. Amen. And has misconstrued the people.
Bolu yeye mu profeta wa mashimi. Ne mungu isha bantu bibi.
And their blood will be accounted to his hand of doing so.
Ni mashiabu ni alombibu kuchanze chende buwajenze jananku.
We must keep that one place of worship that is Jesus Christ the Word, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Tujini nchakula mamwabo umwehele wajuku kuila huu. Mbweno kwamba ni Yesu Kristo diyi. Umwa umakelelele lutoni kashidi.
Amen. All right.
Amen. Eyo.
Remember there's no other meeting place to worship. Not a place. God chose it.
Vuluka ini. Kakwene kumukwa mwaba wajitu ilangene bokuku kuila to. Mwaba na ashe umwe. Zami ngurimu usungula.
John. Way back yonder. At the tie between the New and Old Testament.
Yona, kalamenemena wawa, hadinu ngudia hankachi hadi hongile dihadi hendi kulukulu.
Listen close now. Notice closely.
Teleja yin teme pindye u, mona yin teme yonso.
John, that great eagle, come flying from the wilderness one day.
Yona, mukankumune na u, kulo yi wende uha halufu minamuchi hele, jitu kukampanda.
His great wings spread. He lay down on the bank of the Jordan.
Nimahuahua yenda mane na uma balula. Kuikile yekumweleluwa musulwa yadena.
A great eagle prophet that bridges the way between the Old and New Testament.
Mu profeta mukankumune na wakile chilamba hanka chaji hungile jukulukulu nidihadi yao.
And he called him from right and left.
Nikuba bikile yekujabaluma nikujabakaji.
He was calling a day of repentance.
Uvo ubikile jitukuja kanyinga nyinga.
Where come the Pharisees and Sadducees out?
Kwa kahatuga ba falese ni basadoka.
He said, don't begin to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father, because I tell you, God's able to these stones to our children, Abraham.
Kwa mbeini, kanubangi kujambijile munda munda ni, tuwe tutujini Abraham butatu wetu to. Bwalu njinu ambile ni kumabwa, zambi ujini bukole bwa kujujile Abraham bana.
Oh my! When he began to throw his gospel out and saying, there stands one among you who you don't know.
Ka ekele kele, hakabanga yi kwambe evangelio wenda hatoka, wambani, nkwima na kampanda munga chumwenuamu, unu jikenu yibamanyato.
I'm not yet identified him, but I'll know him when he comes.
Chena mwanji kumumanyi seto, kajini mumanyi halo yi.
I'm not worthy to lose his shoe, but he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Nchene mukumba ine kusulula nshinga wa chisabata chenda to. Kadi yeye ngwanu batizwe ni nyuma mwempa ni kahya.
His fan is in his hand. He'll thoroughly purge his floor and he'll burn the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Nichihe hudi chenda chili muchanza chenda. Yeye na kezule chishi hui ilu chenda chonsun kong. Nini wa shibi sota ni kahya kidi bukaba yuma kushima to.
That great gospel eagle sitting there as he crowed out his great threats.
Mukankumune na wa evangelio au mwikala mwa bau. Haba yu samani didi kola wele mifunu ye ndamine na hu.
Philip come out, or Herod, the emperor at that time, proclamator, married his brother's wife.
Kibu kwenye kuhatukabu, anyi eloda, mukale ngobumfu mubwala bala mwine musangwa hu. Mwambi wa meya hatoka, musele mukeju wa mwanabu.
And could you imagine that big gospel eagle sitting there and holding his peace at that?
Kajinuji kunuwe numo kudifuandikizile mukanku mune na wa evangelio wa umwikala mwabahu, kari ushala muhu habu wala wabwanyi.
Some of them said, don't you preach on marriage and divorce now, John, because there sits Herod.
Bama bawa kudibuku wa mbabu ni, wama nyukulu kuyisha, hadibaka nidifu di hadibaka yona, bolu elo da nyawu musomba haha.
Walked right up in his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have it. Right!
Kuya itamaka tamaka toni muisu muende kwamba ni, Bilon de Shilemi Kenji, Kim Yangi Shibobo Wewe Kukele Nimuka Jau Nansha, Chabushua.
What he was it? He was that eagle from the wilderness.
Achi, yeah. Chivonchi nyachi, yeye uvumu kanku mufu minamuchi he lawu.
He wasn't trained under man's scares and threats of some denomination, but he was trained under the power of Almighty God to know what would be done.
Yeye kevumulonge Shilemudi Chinishibo ni mikanu ya bantu ba dingumba kampanda nansha. Kadi yeye vumulonge shile mubuko la bwanzambi wabuko la bonso ba kumanya chibu makuweke la kuachi.
He knew the identification of the Messiah.
Yeye vumumanya jimani shibu ya Masia.
Hallelujah! The word means praise our God. Don't get scared. I've never hurt nobody yet.
Hallelujah! mwako uri wumvise ni tumbisha inzambi wetu kandi wumvu bo woto tutuko mwaje kwezela muna umuntu bibito.
I don't not excited, I know right where I am.
Mchena musaluka to njumanya numene mena mwabo undi.
Oh, and I think of him, that big eagle flying out there and sitting down.
Ka handing elemeji kudiyi mukanku mune na u munkechi mwaku hala kuntwa kuni kwikila.
He said, I'll know him when he comes.
Kwambe ini mema na mumanya halwe yi.
One day he was standing there preaching, the priest was across the other side.
Dinga dituku vumwime na mwaba uyesha. Baku iri bafadishi ya.
Said, you mean there come a time the daily sacrifice will be taken away?
Kwambabu ni, ulimuso kwambani nekwikele chikondo chumushimu mulambu wa bwacha bwacha.
This great temple that we built and all the work we put on this big denomination.
Temple mune ni utu di biba ke u, ni mudimu onsu utu di benza mwe u, tuwe tudi ngombani nenedi.
He said, there'll come a time when all that'll be done away.
Yaya kwambani, nekulo chikondo chumushiba bion swabi.
It can't be your false prophet.
Kachina mwakwenze kakuto, wewe ni muprofeta wa mashemi.
And he looked around, he said, behold, there he is.
Kiku kenza kanayi, kwambani, monayi, nyeye wawa.
There's the God's chosen place of worship. There's the Lamb, the real Lamb that takes away the sin of the world.
Mwaba wajuku kuile musungula wanzambi ngwa wawa. Mwana wa mukoku nyeye wawa. Mwana wa mukoku mulelela uri umushampekatu aba habuloba.
He didn't say, here comes the Methodist, here comes the Baptist or the Catholic.
Yeye kakambani, kimethodist ulualwewu, kibatist ulualwewu, anyi mwene katolika to.
He said, there comes the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Wakambani, kimwana wa mukoku wanzambi uri umushampekatu aba habuloba ulualwewa.
The only safety zone there is in that Lamb of God.
Mwaba umwehele wadikubibo udiku mumwana wa mukoku wanzambi awo.
In him alone is salvation.
Anumu yeyankayenda mudiluhandu.
Not in any church, any creed, any people.
Kimwa ekelezia tuitaba iti samba.
Any father, any mother, any holy man or nothing. Holy place.
Tatu, mamu kampanda na shumwe, muntu wachujile na shumwe, anchintu na shumwe, mwaba wachujile to.
It's in the holy God, the Lord Jesus Christ, where God placed his name on a human being for redemption who paid the price for us sinners.
Munzambi wachujila, mukalenga Yesu Kristo, murinzambi muteke jine dienda hamuntu, wabu hikudi, yeye wakafuta mushinga, butuwe tubange nzampeka tuawu.
It's the only place that there is salvation.
Ki mwaba umwehe ujiluhandu.
That's the rock I stand on.
Halubwe bwalu kihandi mema mwema nina.
John identified him.
Yona wakamumanyisha.
He said, I didn't know him when I saw him come walking up. But out there where I got my schooling.
Wakambani, nchivumumanya hambu mumumana wenda ulo ahuto. Kadimuwa mamundi muheta lijilonga jakanyi kalas.
Not in the seminary like his daddy did.
Kamuvumu seminary bumu wakaluonga leta tuenda to.
Not as a priest trained, but in the wilderness.
Kimbu mwakwiri mulonge shiboto. Kadimuchihela.
Where was in the theological seminary of Almighty God.
Amen.
Waiting for God's word.
Muvoye mu seminary wa theology wa nzambi wa bukola bonso. Mwindi le didi anzambi.
Not what some group of men had hatched up. But what God had said about it.
Kinchi wakashumbu kampanda kabantu batoyi shato. Kadichi wa nzambi muamba bachochachi.
And when John looked up and saw the Spirit coming, he said, I bear record, this is him.
Ni hakatangele yona mulu, ekumana nyuma uheka, wakambani, ndimfila bujadi kini, euki yeya.
Oh my, there's your place of worship.
Ka, ekelekele, kimu abaweni wajikukwile ngwa wawu.
There's your hiding place.
Kimu abaweni wachisokomini ngwa wawu.
There's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Mwana wa mukoku wa nzambi uri umushampekatu wa bahabulo banyawo.
Not no church, no creed or nothing else.
Amen.
King ekelezi eto kintu itabai to anyi chini chikwabo.
But the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Kedi mwana wa mukoku wa nzambi uri umushampekatu wa bahabulo ba.
See how John placed it. He didn't say you Pharisees is right, you Sadducees, Herodians.
Nujini mwana mwaka chiteke yonanyi. Yeye kakambani, nwene ba falesa, nujimu bulelela, nwene ba sadoka, bena elo da to.
He said, there's the Lamb.
Wakamba ni mwana wa mukoku nyeye wawa.
That's the place.
Ki mwaba ngo wawu.
He's got the name.
Yeye ngujini di na adi.
He is the one.
Ki yeye mena.
Not another name under heaven.
Kakwene dinga dina mwishi mwajulu to.
Watch what Jesus said about John now.
Tangila impinde uchakamba Yesu bwayone.
One day John sent to him to see what he's doing.
Dinga dituku yona kutoma ibantu kudi bokumune chiba yuwenza.
Jesus said of him, he was that great and shining light.
Yesu kwambe ibwabwalu bwenda ni yeye ngubu kenke bunene bubu kenka abu.
To show them the right path that they should follow before his advent. His first advent.
Bokuba leja kajila kalelela kama kakengele bobobu kulonda kumpala kwa julo dienda. Julo dienda ya kumpala.
Listen close. Don't miss it.
Teleja inintema. Kachinu hichito.
Jesus said John was that light. Malachi 3. No mistake.
Yesu wakamba ni yona ngububu kenkabu. Malachi 3. Kaku intu wakanyito.
The prophet with the great shining light identified Jesus as being the only one, the Lamb.
Mu profeta wabu kenka bunene, bubu kenka bu, mwakamanyesha Yesu bu umwehelawu, mwana wa mukoko.
All other lambs and priests was talking about all them other things was foolish.
Bana ba mikoko bako wabu, bafo baku idi abu bambabu, nibinti piko wabionso abi, bifo biku takana.
Here was the Lamb, the man with the great shining light that Jesus said he was.
Uva mwana wa mukoko ki ye ye wu. Muntu wa bukenka bunene bwa bukenka. Uva Yesu wambani nye ya wu.
Malachi 3 said, I'll send my messenger before my face to prepare the way.
Malachi said to mwambani, mema ni ntuma musanjela wanyi kumpala kwa jibwa kulongolo lenjila.
And the one that was sent to prepare the way identified him the place.
Amen.
Nye waka tumibu bwa kulongolo lenjila wu. Mwaka mumanyisha mwaba mwine.
That's him. There's no mistake. That's him.
Amen.
Kiye ya wu. Kakwene tuhakanyito. Kiye ya wu.
I see the sign following him. I know that that's him.
Ndimo na chimanyinu chende chimulonda. Ndimo manyini nyeya.
A light coming down from heaven and going upon him.
Bukenka buheka bufine mujulu nibuloha yeya.
He was positive that was him.
Chufacha chituishi boni uva nyeya.
Now, my brother, I want to ask you something in closing. We might say this in Malachi 4. Aren't we also promised another eagle?
Amen.
Yeah.
A pillar of light to be following to show the erring church this day that he's Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Dikunji de abukenke di ni chakukala jende di londa bokuleje keleje uri muhambu kamudi tukwedie uni yeye udi ebelu dikuminisa tumanda mukulu umwe umwa umakelelele lutoni kashidi.
Aren't we promised another to come flying from the wilderness?
Kimba tuleye kuni mukwabu ni alo wende uhahala ufume muchihelanyi.
Amen. That's exactly the truth.
Amen. Achimbulelele bwa mena mena.
How fitting and matching it is to Luke 17:30, where the Son of Man eagle will be revealing itself. To bring to naught all other worship places such as denominations and so forth. God chose his place. John said, there it is.
Yona kwamba ini, kiwa wawu.
And then we're promised the same thing in this day. Malachi 4 to turn the hearts of the children back.
Ni heshi shamba tuleye tuetu chintu chimwachimwa chimuditu kwedi. Malachi inayi, buwakolu jamiyo iya bana.
To say that he's not dead, these things are not for another age.
Buwakwamba ni yeye kimu foto. Bintu evi kimbi achukwa buchukondu to.
Baptism in Jesus' name was not for back there, but he's now the same.
Dibatiza dia mudina dia Yesu kadivakala wawato kadiyeye ujumwa umwa umpindye wu.
Amen.
Amen.
To bring to naught all other places of worship.
Bwakuvwize miyabe mikwabu yonsu ya dukukwila ini idichanana.
That's what the last day eagle is to do. To show that all the rest of it is foolishness.
Kichi di mukanku waditu kutiandekelu ni chakwenza. Kuleze ni mikwabu yonsu abindi kutakana.
The nomination is folly.
Di ngumba ndi hala.
But to part them again with the same sign that he did, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
kadi kuba funku ne chakabini chuma nyinu chimo chimo cha kenza yachini yeye udi umo umwa umakelelele toni kashidi. Hallelujah.
Also in Revelation 4:7 we had four beasts that we just been through with.
Kabidi mubwa kabuluba inayi kumanda muteketa tuvoni nyama inayi itofu mkujilonga.
The first one was, we find out, was the lion.
Wakumpale uva toa sangani turi sanganani uvan tambwa.
That was the first beast that went forth to meet the challenge of that day, the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Auki nyama wakumpale wakahatuka wakumushaka jombukadi tukwadi ntambwa wachisamba cha Yuda.
After him come the next beast.
Hanyama hendo kulo kunyama uva ulonda.
And we find out the next beast was an ox, which is a beast of burden, a sacrifice.
Nituri tusangana ni nyama uva ulonda uva ngomba uri nyama wa majitu didi lambula.
And the days of the Roman cathedral, the church died out, sacrifice.
Mumatuku wa katedrali kabena lomo ekelezia wakajima didi lambula.
The next come was a beast with the face of a man.
Uva ulonda wakalwa uva muntu uva nyama uva nimpala wa muntu.
And that man was a reformer's man's education, theology, and so forth.
Nimuntwa uwambalongolo diba malu. Dilonga dia tulasa dia bantu theology nibikwabo.
But the last beast that was to fly, the last beast that was to come, the Bible said it was a flying eagle.
Amen.
Karinyama wande keluvuni chakuhahala. Nyama wande keluvuni chakulwau. Biblia mwambani uvomu kanku uvo uhahala.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the prophet said, in this day, it shall be light.
Ni mu profeta mwamba mudi tukwedi ni neku kelebu kenke.
Oh my! In that day, there will be light.
Ka ekelekele mudi tukwedi neku kelebu kenke.
There's been a day of reformers. There's been a day that's just a shadow. Can't call day or night.
Nkulodi tuku di abalongo di ba malu. Nkulodi tuku di vano mudi dimbi hawo.
But in the evening time, in the eagle time, it shall be light about eagle time.
Amen.
The path of glory you will surely find.
Kazila kakubutumbi nenu kaheta chabushua.
In the waterway is a light today buried in the precious name of Jesus.
Munjile wa mayi mudibukenka lelu baziki bo mudine dia mushinga mukola ja Yesu.
Young and old, repent of all your sins, the Holy Ghost will surely baptize you in.
Bana ni bakola ninga lalai kumpeka tu yenu yonsu nyuma mwimpa ni yenu batiza muchabushua.
For the evening light to come, it is a fact that God and Christ are one.
Bwalu makenka dilolo wafiki mbulelele ni nzambi ni Kristo badi umwe.
Amen. It shall be light about the evening time.
Amen. Neku kelebu kenke lo kuiba mulol.
God's only chosen place to worship.
Mwaba umwehele wadiku kuila musungula kudin zambi.
Oh, what's this message come to you? What's he going to do?
Ka, mukenze umulo bwa chinyi. Yeni kele mwakwenze chinyi.
And in his day, it shall be light at the evening time. And what? To welcome his children back home to the true promised land.
Ni muri tukudenda ne kwikelebu kenke kuiba mulolo. Ni chinyi bwa kwakijile bana benda mujalukile jakwabo kubula bobula ya bulelela.
By the same sign of the pillar of fire that led the children of Israel through the wilderness.
Kuchimanyiru chimochimo chadi kunjja kahya jakalombula bana ba Israel muchiheladi.
God's chosen place to worship. Jesus Christ.
Mwaba wajuku kwile musungula wanzambi. Yesu Kristo.
That's the only place there is.
Ki mwaba umwehele wajuku.
That's the only name God has for salvation.
Ki dine jumwehele didinzambi nadi waluhandu.
That's what his name, the family in heaven, what it's on earth, is Jesus Christ.
Ki didiye mwinye kafami mujulu. Hariye habuloba, Yesu Kristo.
Oh church, oh people, sinner friend, don't trust in nothing else but Jesus Christ.
Hey, Ekelezia, hey, Bantu Wayaya, Mulada Wanyanzampekatu, Kanwe Yemenyuku Chinga Chintu Toha Kumusha Yesu Kristo.
Don't trust in any preacher.
Kanwe Yemenyuku Muishi Kanayon Sue Uto.
Don't trust in anybody else to save you.
Kanwe Yemenyuku Ninga Yumukwa Bukunu Sungile To.
Trust not in any church, any creed, any denomination.
Kanwe Yemenyuku Ekelezia Kanayon Sue U, Tutabai Kanayon Sue U, Dingumba Kanayon Sue Dito.
Trust only
in Jesus Christ, for He is the light of the hour.
Amen. Let us bow
our heads. It shall be light about the evening time. The path to glory you will surely find in the waterway.
Is the light today
buried in the precious name of Jesus. Young and old,
rich and all your sins,
the Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening light has come. It is a fact that God in Christ
our Lord.
Oh, brother, sister, if you haven't repented yet, if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, would you make that start tonight?
Come, mwane tuwa baluma, mwane tuwa bakaji. Hawi kele kuyi mwanji kunyenga lalato. Hawi kele kuyi mubatiji mwujine ja Yesu Kristo. Uri kumwa kwele chide chambangi lwa chidilo lwe dianyi.
Would you give God the opportunity to welcome you into the place where you can worship Him? Remember, outside of there is no place that God promised to meet you and welcome your worship. You say, Brother Branham, I worship just as sincere, so did Cain.
We would want money, money to Branham, Mementun Kukwil in the Mejmatokons. Skimwaka Kukwil and the Kaina.
He made every kind of offering that Abel did, but it was a wrong offering.
Ye waka fila mulambu, a mushinduon suva, bele mufilao, Kadisuva mulambu mubi.
You might go to church and pay your tithes and do your duty as a Christian ought to, just as sincere as any man or woman.
I've
stood here now for some 30 years around the city here and screamed the same message.
I'm
getting old. I can't be with you too much longer. But remember, in the day of judgment, my voice is recorded. And it'll speak out against you.
There's
only one place that God puts His name, and that's not in a church, but in Jesus. There's only one place of worship, only one place that you are received, and that is in the Beloved, Jesus Christ.
There's
not another name under heaven given among man whereby be saved.
Kakwena dinga dina mwishu mwadiulu dihe shabantu kudibumu wakusungi diboto.
No church, no creed, no nothing. Jesus Christ.
King Ekelezia, King Twitabai, King Chintunashe Chimoto, Yesu Kristo.
And that's supposed to be the message of the hour to restore back the hearts of the children back to the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Nenkwachi kichini chakwikala mukenju wa di bedini, kwalu julula mioya bana kuditabuje jakafi di bokala wawa kudibansantu.
Won't you accept it tonight?
Kwena kumuso kuwi tabajulo redian.
And while we have our heads bound, and those that like to be remembered in prayer, would you just raise your hands?
Nenku hatu chidi nimitu yetu minyikaha. Nenku wababa dibasu watu mafulu kamudi sambilabu. Swa inuela nubianza bie numulu chanan.
We can't make an altar call because it's just too many.
Kato na mwakwenza dibigile ya kuchoshe luto. Bwalu bantumba hitabunyi.
God bless you. On my left, I guess it's 300.
Zambia nubenesha. Ekelekele. Kudi abaka shidianyeku. Ngele mejini. Kudinka maisatu.
Now to my right, would you raise your hand and say, I want to be remembered?
Mpindiye ukujabalu majanyi, swa inuele bianza mulu, nwamba ni, ndimuso bamvuluka.
I guess he's 150 or more on my right.
Ngelemeji ni kujuluka mani mokumi atanu, anyi bihitahu, kujabalu majanyi.
We have a tabernacle down here with a big pool of water.
Turini tabernacle kuinsheku, mwikale ni chine chine nechamai.
Pastor, fine, Pastor, Brother Armin Neville,
associates, these men around here that you see and meet.
Mpasata omalumimpa, moneto orman neville, bakwa chishi, bantba munemu mon swemu, banujunu monanu tulanana buaba.
Every day, every night, every hour, people that wants to be baptized, that's repented, it's always waiting.
Ditugu jonso, dilolu jonso, diba jonso, bantu ba dibasuku batijibwa, ba dibanyengala labu, chine chama yachi, chidimisangu yonso nuchindila.
And if you obey that commandment, you are sure by a promise of God if you're sincere in your heart to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Nenkuwe mutu mikile kudiri tumadi, udu mutu ishibwa kumulayi wanzambini, we mikile nimejima toke mumoyu weba.
There's only one place of worship. Now that isn't in the tabernacle. That's in Christ. How do we get into Him? By one Spirit, we're all baptized into this one body. Let us pray. Dear God, as these hands went up, they signified what was beneath that hand in the heart.
Nzambi munanga, haribianze biyedi bomulu, bivo biyumvuije chivo mwishu mwachanza chimumoyi.
A conviction that they are sure they need help from you.
Did tuishi bwadiani, nchabushu wani badiba jinga diambulushi diakudi.
I pray for each of them, Father.
Ndi ndombele yonsu wakudibu tatu.
I'm going to quote your word. You said, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come to the judgment but pass from death unto life. Father, just being gone from the city a few weeks, come back, asked about this one. Why, they're gone.
Tatu, anujumu kajia muchumenge mubwa mbingu mikese chanana. Janga lukila nkonkani, kampande ubish, ka ausu yil.
Oh, what about, they're gone.
Kadibwa, uyil.
Dear God, one by one we are called.
Zambi munanga, kumwa, kumwa, tritubikidibwa.
One by one, we have to meet the challenge to walk down through the valley of the shadow of death.
Kumwa, kumwa, kudibibikengelebwa tuetu kumusha kajombu, kakuhichila, muchibanda banda chamuni dimbi walufu.
And it's due to every one of us as mortals.
Ne chidibwa umwa ni umwa kutudi, tuetu bubachifuaka.
But tonight you have offered us your petition that if we would believe on him, and be baptized in his name that you would take us in.
Kadidilo lwedi, nye watu teke didilo mba dieba kumpala kwetu. Bwani tuwe tuba mwita buje, ni babatizibo mujina diende. Wewe ne utubweje.
And then in this body, the body of Christ, not in the church.
Ni hashisha mwene mubidiewu, mubidi wa kilistu ewu. Kamu yumwe kelezi yeto.
But in the body of Christ, that body has already been judged. It will not have to come to judgment.
Kadimu mubidi wa Kristo. Mubidi au, kadimu mana kulumbulu ishibwa. Kabia kukengelebo, kulawu kuchilumbulu dinasha.
God poured out his wrath upon that body. And that body is free from sin.
Nzambi waki chikishe chiji chende chikola ha mubidi au. Ni mubidi au, murishi kamina kumpekatu.
And being in him puts us free from sin by his atonement that died for us.
Nekubumutu di munda mwende, achi chidijitu musha kubuhika buwa mpekatu, kudifuta dienda di achibau hakafu ihakaba ketu adi.
And in there we have fellowship with one another, while the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, keeps us clean from all sin and defilement.
Nimuwa muamu tudimubobu mwamuntu ni mukwende, hadimasha Yesu Kristo, mwana wanzambi, atulama bakezu ke kumpekatu ni kudikoi ke jonsu.
Father God, I pray that you'll take each of them into your kingdom. Granted, God.
Tatu nzambi, ndindomba bwewe kubweja yonsu wakudibumbu bukalenga bwebe. Enza kuna nkunzambi.
May there not be one of them lost.
Swakubu wakakuikedi kunashumu wakudibu wajimineto.
May there be not a boy or girl, man or woman.
Kakujiminyiku ni mwanu wabaluma anyu wabakaji, muntumulumanyu muntumukajito.
Lord, some of my own people sitting here tonight. that's out from under that blood.
Mukalenga bamo ba kubena fami wanye obasomba ka ba ka dilo lwedi bali ka bayi mwishu mwa mashau.
How well I can remember my daddy's words.
Mushindu mwene wundi kuma kuvuluka nbi toka to me ya papa wanye.
And I pray, dear God, that none of them will be lost.
Nindindomba nzambi munanga bwana shewu wabukaje minyikuto.
Grant it, Lord. I'm believing you now with all that I have to believe with.
Enza kuna nkumukalenga. Ndimukuita buja mpindie uni chanyi hanyi chonsu chindi kumakuita buja na chachi.
Move upon my brothers, sisters, my friends, here in this place tonight, out yonder by the phone.
Kwa taka mudimu habana betu babaluma. Bana betu babakaji, balunda banyi, badika abakaji lolwedi, ni badibatele jila kutelefona abu.
Several different states listening in all the way from the east coast to the west.
Province ya abu nyimishile shilangana idi munkechi mwakuteleja, kumukilanu kukot est, to ni ku west.
I pray, dear God, way down across the deserts there in Tucson.
Ndindo mpanzambi munanga, dialusega luku wabulu wabihele mwamuwa mutukson.
Way over in California, up in Nevada and Idaho.
Mu California mwamwa kwa kaku Nevada ni ku Idaho.
Way over in the east and around, down in Texas.
Ku eset menemene ne munyungulukilwa mu mu Texas mwamwa.
While this invitation is given, people sitting in little churches, filling stations, homes, listening in.
Haridibi kile di difidi bwaha bantu basomba mu mu tuekeleje tukesa mu biuji di bia tusoloni munzubu munkachi makuteleja.
Oh, God, may that lost man or woman, boy or girl, at this hour come to thee.
Hey, Nzambi, swakuba muntumu lumanyi muntumu kajimuji minau, nsonga lumanyi nsonga kajau, hadibedi, aloku kudi.
Grant it, just now.
Enza kuna ankonu mpindi ewewu.
We asked it in Jesus' name, that they'll find this safety place while it is time.
Tudituchi lomba mudina ja Yesu ni, baheta kumwabo wadiku bibweu hachidikudi baha.
When we see the handwriting on the wall, the earth getting nervous, the time of deliverance is at hand.
Hadibini tulitumona mufundu kuchimanu buloba munkechi mwakubinduluka chikondo chadisungidi bo chikadi habuihi.
Part of our nation sinking.
Chitu hachaditu ngedetu chikadi chende chitukin.
The other part rolling and bursting with earthquakes as Jesus promised would be.
Chikwabo chituha chituta mavwala ni chibwayika kudikanka ya buloba mufo Yesu mulaine ni mwikalabi.
Let it not be too long for them, Lord. May they accept it now.
Kabitambi kukuleha bwabubwobu to mukalenga swakuba chita bampindi ewu.
For we present them to you as trophies of the meeting of the gospel in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bwalu tulitubaleje kudi. Bubi vulukilubi amasangisha bya evangelio mudina ya Yesu. Amen.
You believe him?
Amen.
God bless you.
Nude bomuita bujanye. Nzambia nubenesh.
How many believe that's the truth to my left? Raise your hand.
Mbanganye wadibita bujanye mbulelela. Kutiabakash janyeku. Ele chanza mulu.
How many to the right? Raise your hand.
Mbanganye kutiabalu majanye. Ele chanza mulu.
God bless you. As far as I see everyone.
Nzambia nubenesh. Bokujanye dimona. Mbantu bons.
That's truth, friends. God knows that's true.
Mbulelela balunda banyi. Zabi mumaini nchilelela.
Now, while in him, being in him, you have access to everything he died for.
Mpindyeu, how would you munda mwende? Nemwikala munda mwende, would you mwakuhete byonsu byakafuile yabi?
And what did he die for?
Ni chakafuile inchinyi.
He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity.
Yeye wakata hibo mputa bwakushiha kwetu kwa mikenji. Wakazaji bwa bwabubi bwetu.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed.
Dinyoka jaditalele jetu jakahona hambidi hand. Nikumi bunda bunda yenda twakondo hibwa.
Do you believe that?
Nujinuita buja na nkwanyi.
You believe in his atonement for healing now?
Nujinuita buja difuta denda jachiba ubwa jondo hampindia wanyi.
Is there any sick among us? Let them raise your hands, right or left.
Kujibebe di munkechi mwetuanyi. Bela kubianza mulu. Kujabalu manji kujabakaji.
Great crowds of sickness. I can't call the line. You see, I can't come up on the platform. There's no way of doing it.
misumba minene ya babedi nchene makubikile mulongo to nujune monas nchene ni kana ni makubanda hachibumba cha kuchambilu to kakwene mushindo wa kuchenza to.
They're having prayer meetings out in the other places for the sick in the churches and things down the tabernacle.
Bari munkechi mwakwenza masange shami lombu mumyabe mikwabu bwa babedi mumayikeleje ni kwabu mutabernacle momwa.
I'm going to ask you something. How many believers is there? Raise your hand. All right?
Nene lomba kuchintu kampand. Mbaganyi bajibene kuitabuja kunu diako. Ele chanza mulu. Eyo.
I'm going to quote to you the word which is Christ.
Nene utelele diyi. Didi kilistu adi.
Jesus' last commission to the world and to the church rather. He said this.
Mudi mumutu mangana na wa Yesu wandekelu kudi bahabuloba. To kudi ekelezi yesuwe.
These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover.
How many
knows that's true? Mark
16, say amen.
All right, I'm asking you as a believer to lay hands on somebody in front of you.
Eyo, meme ndi nkulomba wewe bumwena kuitabuja, ba utentekele muntu uti kumpala kuibawa kwa ubyanz.
Just lay your hands over on somebody in front of you, and let's each one pray a prayer for each other now.
Tentekele wewe onu muntu uti kumpala kuibawa kwa ubyanz. Na nkutuetu bonso muntu ni mukwenda, tuenze disambile ba muntu ni mukwenda mpindyeu.
Put your hands over on somebody around you.
Tentekele wewe muntu uti habu ineba kwa ubyanz.
Lord, here before me is a box of handkerchiefs, little pieces of goods.
Mokalenga kumpala kwanyeko kudikasheta kamishwal. Tuhese tukese tuabilam.
Some old mother laying somewhere, dying, a baby near death. Sick people everywhere.
Mamu mukula keji kampanda mula dika mwaba kampanda uhungani luf. Mwana wa mudiboko habuhini luf. Babedi miabayons.
We read in the Bible that they took from the body of Paul handkerchiefs and aprons.
And they
were placed upon the sick, and evil spirits and unclean spirits and sicknesses and diseases departed from the people. Now, Lord, we know we're not St. Paul, but we know that you still remain Jesus. The only God-provided place of worship.
And
now today these people has confessed their same faith as believing like those people did. Surely you have made a way for them. And I put my hands upon these handkerchiefs and ask that the diseases and afflictions leave the bodies of the people these will be laid on in the name of Jesus Christ.
And
now we are taught that as Israel was coming out of Egypt in the line of duty. They were on the road to the promised land. The Red Sea got in their way. And God looked down through the pillar of fire, and the sea got scared, rolled back, and let Israel pass to the promised land.
Kinzambi kutuma yemesu hanshi utangejele mudi kunji diakahia kimbuku kwa chikei bowa kuri sakei hanyima nekulekela izalele uhita uya kubula babula ya.
Oh God, look down through the blood of Jesus tonight and may the sickness roll back and Satan be cast out.
Hey Nzambi, tumaku mesu hanshi utangejele mumashia Yesu jilo lwedi niswakubwa mabedi adisaka hanyima ni satana ihachibwa.
And may the people pass to that promise of good health and strength that God set up above all things. I wish you would prosper in health.
Niswakubwa bantu bahita, bayakumula yao, wamubiri tumatumani makanda, kuri nzambi mwamba ni kumutu kwa malu wonso ndi musoba utanta mubukola bwa mubidi.
Now as you see, Lord Jesus, the hands of these people laying on each other.
Mpindi yao hauri umona kwa kahu mkalinga Yesu, bianzibi ya bantu waba bitenta kelanga na muntu ni mukwenda.
They're symbolizing their faith that you said these signs shall follow them that believe.
Badi munkechi mwakuleje mchifuwa ndi itabuja diabo. Chua kamba chini bimanyinwebi nebi fila ababa di bitabuja.
They're praying in their own way for one another.
Badi basambi jilanga na mumushindu wabu sunga sunga muntu ba mukwenda.
The next person's praying for them.
Muntu ujukuluseka, uju basambi jila.
Now, Lord, this challenge has been met that Satan, the big bluff, he has no right to hold a child of God.
Mpindye umukaleng. Aka kajombu kamanyi kumushibwa, kani satana, mwenji mwenye wa mikaka u, kene ni bukenji bokushala mulemi na mwana wanzambi hanshito.
He is a defeated being.
Yeye ukari chintu chichimuna.
Jesus Christ, the only place of worship, the only true name, defeated him at Calvary.
Yesu Kristo, mwaba umuhele wajuku kuilau, jini jimuhele jidele ladi, wakamuchi mwene ku Calvario.
And we claim his blood right now, that he defeated every sickness, every disease.
Neturituso kama shenda mpindi ya umena, bwani yeye wakachi mwene bubedi bonso di sama jonso.
And I call for Satan to leave this audience in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of this people and they be made free.
Nenkunjin tumina satana diyi wakumu kaye mubatelejemu. Mujina dia Yesu Kristo hatuka mubantu aba. Wakufu ijibu wabubadishi kamina.
Everybody that accepts your healing upon the basis of the written word.
Muntu yonsu uduwitabuja diondo hibwa diend. Mwima jina hadidi funda.
Make your testimony by stand to your feet and say, I now accept my healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up to your feet.
Fila bujadi kibweba hakujukila kulu ni kwambani. Ndingi itabuja mpindi ya ujonda hibwa janyi mujina ja Yesu Kristo. Jukila kulu.
Praise be to God. There you are.
Butumbi bwikala kudinzambi kibwa lumbo wabus.
Watch over your cripples and things getting up.
Tangila ikuneku. Bikala bani bakwa bumunkechi mwakujukila kulu.
Praise be to God. That's it. Just believe he's here.
Butumbi bwikala kudinzambi kicho chachi. Ita bujanu chanana, ye ujikabaka.
How wonderful.
Bilenga biadikema.
Out in the audience, on the outside by the wires, you should see.
Mubatele jamu, hambelu kunshinga, sivyobi kengela buanwenu kumunas.
I think every person in here, as far as I know, or most of them are standing up at this time.
Ngele mejini muntu yon sumuabeu kudyanyi dimanya.
Oh, what a wonderful time. The presence of the Lord. That's what, where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom.
Kichochi, mwabudu wikadi bwa mukalenga, haribudi kadidi, haribudi shikamini.
The Spirit of God makes us free.
Nyuma wanzambi urutu vwisha badi shikamina.
Now that he has healed us, we believe it. He saved us, we believe it.
Mpindye watondo hiyewu, turituchi itabuja. Yeye mutu sungila, turituchi itabuja.
Those who wants to be baptized, the pool is ready.
Ababa dibaso kubatijibwa, china chamayi nchindila.
Anytime, any hour that you want to come, there'll be someone there to attend to it.
Diba kana jonsu, hadiba jonsu diuri muso kuluadi, nekukala muntu kuntua kubwa kuchenza.
And now I think before we close, we ought to sing an old hymn of the church. I love him because he first loved me.
Nenkumpindia wendingele mejini, kumpala kwa tuetu kushikisha. Mihobi kengele kwa tuetu kuimba kumusambu wakala wa ekelezia. Ndimumunanga, boliye wakananga kumpala.
Raise up our hands to God and sing it with all of our hearts.
Tuela ibianza mulu kudinzambi, nituimba ini mioye yetu yonsu.
We want to meet you here in the morning at 9:30, the same building. For the subject of marriage and divorce.
Tulibaso kutuelangana nenu kabaka mudinda. Hadiba chitema ni chituha. Muchitanda chimochumwechi. Bwachena bwalucha. Dibaka ni difo ya dibaka.
All right, let's sing it now together.
Eyo. Tuimba icha hamwampindi ewu.
Ah.
Ndimumunanga.
Let this great Audience, sing that now.
Musumba munene wabateleje uwimba mpindiewo.
Way out on the wire, sing it also.
Bari kunshinga kwaka wimba inenu heno. Walu yeye wakana nga kumpala. Ni wakampetele luhandu. Kumuchi wa Calvario.
Where was it done? On Calvary Street.
Chakenji bohenyi. Kumuchi wa Calvario.
While we sing it again, I want you to shake hands with somebody around you. Say, God bless you, pilgrim.
Haturi tuimba cha kabiliaha, ndi musa ulabula kumuntu uri habu hine ba ukuchanza wambani. Nzambi akubenesha mwene lwendu. Ndi mumunanga.
Because he first.
Walu yeye. Calvario.
Oh, don't you love him? Isn't he wonderful? Is he your hiding place? He's a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm, the only refuge I know.
Yeye ujilubwebo mubulaba bwatuka. Chikisilu muchikondo cha chele chikola. Chinyemenu chimwehele chinjikumumanya.
Therefore, my faith looks up to thee. Thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine.
Kibwa chinyi, ditabuja dani, nditangele kulu kudi. Weo mwana wa mukoko waku Calvario. Musungidi waku din zambi.
Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away, let me from this day be holy thine.
Mpindie ungumvu ile kuhandi nsambi laha, umushe dihile dianyu jonsu, angise kubwa ukumukile kulelu, mema yonsu ngikala nuweba.
Let's raise our hands as we sing it.
Tuela ibianza mulu hatu rituwi mbaho.
My faith.
Ditabuja dianyu, nditangila kulu kudi. Wewe mwana wa mukoko ku Calvario.
Oh say.
Hey musubiri wako ni zambi. Pindie umungu ila kuhandi zambi laha. Umusha kumpeka tuwa nyonso. Hey, angisha kubwa kumo gila kulelu. Nema yonsu ngikala nuweba.
Let us bow our heads now while we hum it.
Tunyika imitu yetu mpindi yewu hatu rituwi mbile mumatamaha.
While life's dark maze I dread.
Handi ngendela munyongulu. Wanidima. Wanjila mibwela kana wahanu wahaha. Mi hadi lutatu luhasalala lunyumulukila. Wewe ikala mulombo diwani. Tumina ku midi madihi wayandamuka munya. Kuhula kubinsonji biatunye nganyenga. Kundeke diku mpambuka. Nyakula niluseka lwebanasha.
While you have your heads bowed, our beloved pastor, Brother Armand Neville, will dismiss the audience.
Hanu chijinimitu yenu minyikahu, mpasta wetu munanga, mwane tu Armand Neville, ni atangala jabateleji.